is sponsored in part by
the A&R Home Center, Bill Dobson Ford, the Blake and Wagler Funeral Home, Chuckles, German American Investments, Helena Agra Enterprises, JJ's Concrete and Construction, Montgomery Medical, the Montgomery Ruritan Club, the Odin Pharmacy and Prescription Shop, RTC Communications, the Stop and See, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, Washington Edward Jones Advisors, Landmark Surveying, Swartzentruber Brown Law Office in Washington and Odin, and WTHI-TV.
Now, Bar Reeve Sports on the General.
Good morning, everybody. AA Championship Saturday for girls volleyball, and here at Worthen Arena in Muncie, Indiana, the Bar Eve Lady Vikings looking for their second state championship in program history. Good morning, everybody. I'm Mike DeCourcy, going to be joined by my friend, my pal, my amigo, my compadre. Good morning, John Mullen.
Good morning, Coach DeCourcy, and thanks for having me on the broadcast. Looking forward to a first here in calling a volleyball state championship, and looking for Bar Reeve to claim their second, as you mentioned.
So this morning, the Vikings, the opponent today, the Pioneer Panthers. Pioneer comes into today's contest with a record of 30-9. They are the representatives of the North, and Pioneer knocked Covington out of the Frankfort semi-state last week to get here. So Coach Mullen, coming out of the North, you know that they're going to be battle-tested and ready to go today.
No question. And if you take a look at their program history, this might be their first state finals appearance. However, they have won a slew, as in 12, at least 12 straight sectionals, and I believe 5 straight regionals. So they have been to the semi-state level a number of times. And they are finally at Muncie's Worthen Arena. And as I look at Pioneer, the Panthers just to our right here, they look like a mirror image of the Bar Eve Lady Vikings.
Yeah, they certainly do. Pioneer known for what we call their ball handling. They play very good defense. They serve pretty aggressively. And they are here for a reason. As you mentioned, they've been in the mix for a lot of years to reach the state finals, but Johnny, up north, where, you know, recently you've had a lot of the Lafayette Central Catholic contingent, but before that, your Delaware County schools, your Cowans, your Westdells, you know, that north has kind of been a bloodbath for a lot of years.
Yeah, and if you go all the way back to the beginning of class sports in the late 90s, early 2000s, no one was getting past Michigan City Marquette. So the north has... over the years been, I guess you would say, stronger than the South. However, Bar Eve in 2013 got over that LCC hump, and for Pioneer making their first appearance, this is now Coach Amber DeCourcy's, I believe, fifth appearance in the state finals and the program's sixth, with that 2013 state championship culminating in Bar Eve's success here at Muncie's Worthen Arena. So, Pioneer has had their work cut out for them, but they are finally here. Covington knocked LCC out of the way, and Pioneer put Covington away. So it brings together the two best 1A schools in volleyball here at the IHSA State Finals.
And when you talk about Bar Eve, so far so good in the tournament, as a matter of fact, most of the time these Vikings have been pretty dominant.
They have, and you can take a look at the scores, but we've been able to be live and broadcast here on the General 95.9, and no sets given up, and in several of those sets, they were runaways. So I don't expect that, but of course, we didn't expect necessarily the runaways that we've seen so far from this dominant Bar Eve team that still is young, Coach, when you take a look at the lineup. When you look at Pioneer, they've got a lot of seniors. Bar Eve, their two seniors on the bench, mostly sophomores and freshmen in this lineup for Bar Eve, Coach.
Yeah, it's been a young lineup, so certainly a contrast of ages at least. But we'll see how that turns out. Both teams out on the floor, but just kind of standing in huddles over by their respective benches. And getting ready for the warm-up start, Johnny.
Right, and of course, this field house here at Ball State University has practice courts, and we kind of took a walk and found where these Lady Vikes and Lady Pioneers or Lady Panthers were stretching and hit some serves and got loose. But you can bet that these girls, they've got some butterflies and they can't wait to take the court here. The bright lights upon us here at Worthen Arena, and a new experience for Bar Reeve as well as Pioneer. But Coach, we talked about it prior to coming on the air. These Bar Reeve girls, these players perhaps haven't played in a state championship, but they've been here before. They have they've watched girls, including Viking assistant Jenna Knepp, claim the title. So they've been, as younger girls, they've made the trip up here and watched these Lady Vikes here at Worthen Arena.
Well, captain's meeting is about to start. We're going to go ahead and take a two-minute timeout. And when we come back, more of the pregame show, Bar Reeve and Pioneer getting ready back to Worthen Arena in Muncie after this two-minute timeout.
Don't miss the big Black Friday sales event going on now at the Washington Chrysler Center. A 2018 Jeep Grand Cherokee Altitude with 20-inch blackout trim and wheels, only $36,989. Or choose the Jeep Renegade Sport four-wheel drive for just $21,850. What a great value. These deals and many more on the lot now during the Black Friday sales event at the Washington Chrysler Center. No games, no gimmicks, simply the best deals at Washington Chrysler Center, downtown Washington.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Teamwork, fundamentals, and leadership. At Dr. Lana Helms Orthodontics, they know this is the winning formula to get the best results. Call 812-254-4500 or visit lanahelms.com to schedule your free consultation on creating a beautiful, healthy smile. From the Dr. Lana Helms Orthodontics team to yours, congratulations to the Bar Reeve Lady Vikings volleyball team on a great season, and good luck at state on Saturday.
Jones & Sons congratulates the Bar Reeve Lady Vikings on their volleyball regional victory and wishes you the best of luck in the remaining tournament games. Jones & Sons is your hometown concrete provider, serving the area for over 45 years. Jones & Sons prides themselves with the quality of concrete they bring to a job and the customer service you'll find in their Terre Haute, Vincennes, or Washington retail locations. Check out Jones & Sons' wide variety of products and services online at jonesandsons.com.
Back at Worthen Arena, Muncie, Indiana, captain's meeting has just concluded. John Mullen and both teams getting ready to take the floor for warm-ups.
And I noticed that Pioneer sent all seven seniors over for the captain's meeting. So, again, a senior-dominated lineup for Pioneer, while the Lady Vikes will have a couple of more years from most of these starters. The Lady Panthers are black and gold. Imagine that, Coach DeCourcy.
Yeah, seems like we've seen that before in some of the tournament runs.
Bar Reeve's going to take the floor first here for their 7.5 minutes on the floor. Pioneers down here to our right on the baseline as they bump the volleyball back and forth. The Bar Reeve crowd is directly behind our backs, and the student body is to the left of us on one end zone.
Yep, all dressed in black today.
It is a blackout here for Bar Reeve. And the student body looks like the entire high school has made it. All 220, according to the 912 enrollment. It's like a good 200-plus kids over there to root on these Lady Vikes, Coach. The coaches here are still waiting for the clock to start.
Well, that's the thing. In a normal game, you can just go ahead and start the warm-up, but when you have TV considerations around the state of Indiana, Fox Sports Midwest, sometimes you're a prisoner to the schedule.
Yeah,
so.
And it looks like they're going to stay right on time, whatever time is. I believe it's 11:07 first serve.
Yeah, 11:07 first serve,
and,
I believe.
You know, as you mentioned, during the regular season, even during the early postseason runs, if you're ready to start 5 minutes early, you do. But these Lady Viking coaches, head coach Amber DeCourcy, assistants Mike James, Remington Graber, Jenna Nepp, and Dana Tao Jones, anxiously await the clock to start so that these girls can get started.
Well, coming into today, it was about 6 years ago, Johnny, where the Lady Vikings, not to put a bad taste in the mouth, but the Lady Vikings 7 years ago actually went undefeated during the regular season and lost to a really, really good, I think a 29-3 Ligoti team in the sectional. But since that point in time, the Bar Eve Lady Vikings, year by year, have methodically added to their schedule to the point where, according to any metric that you use, whether it's Max Preps, Indiana Prep Volleyball, etc., they now play the most difficult 1A schedule in the state. And I know, you know, being around and seeing several games, you know, talk a little bit about not only the Vikings schedule, but the benefits of really, really challenging yourself.
Well, let me just say that the eye test, as I look here at the IHSA program, if you take a look at the season results, it's simple to see when you take a look at Bar Reeves' schedule. You want to talk about the strength of schedule. 2A state team that will take the floor after this, Christian Academy of Indiana, a loss to the Lady Vikings earlier in the year back on August 25th. And then you take a look at the 3A pairings. Northview is a state finalist today. They'll play following Christian Academy. And guess what? The Lady Vikes also defeated Northview. So you're talking about two of the eight state teams here that you've already played and beaten. That should say enough about the types of scheduling that Coach DeCourcy, yourself, Michael, I know you take a look at what Southern Indiana volleyball looks like. And so you've brought all these teams in to the Bar Eve invite. You head over to Scottsburg. You see Bloomington South, the last regular season match on the schedule, a 4A power that won a sectional. And I don't think that you can get better if you don't play better competition. And clearly Coach DeCourcy and these Lady Vikes have done that this year.
Well, I remember the first year when they added Bedford in 2000. It would have been the fall of 2012, and that was just a really big deal. We've added Bedford, and now you look up and down the schedule. I mean, I'll give you something that just, it's a little stat that blows my mind, and that is Christian Academy, today's 2A representative. Not only that, they're the favorite in the 2A game. They finished seventh in the Bari tournament.
Seventh place. Seventh. Telling me that they went 1-3
that
day.
They went 1-3, played that last game in the back gym, and now here they are in Muncie, Indiana. And that's not a knock at all on Christian Academy. That just tells you the quality of those eight teams, you know, in that Bar Eve tournament. And, you know, you talk about Trinity Lutheran, who Bar Eve beat in the regional championship game, Indianapolis Lutheran, who Bar Eve beat in the semi-state. You know, Heritage Hills was the eighth place team that day, and last year Heritage Hills I believe was a 3A semi-state participant. So I mean, it's just a loaded tournament, and you know, that's just one out of four that the Vikings play.
And we didn't talk about the trip down to Mount Vernon, which, you know, again, you take a look at the season results and you're going to see a bunch of losses in a row there piled up together, and that is pretty deceptive considering that a lot of these Lady Vikes did not play that weekend nor the following Monday against Jasper. So four of those five losses were without several starters. The only other loss, Coach, was to a tremendous 4A Castle that had the Nungie girl is going somewhere south, I believe, to play Division I volleyball. So, again, Pioneer, of course, with nine losses. They don't take any time off either. They play in some good tournaments. They lost a lot early, but when it comes to Bar Eve, their 1A schedule is as good as it gets, Coach.
Yeah, it certainly does, and that's a statistic that you come back to a little bit, and you hope it means good things today. Bar Eve this year, when they're fully stocked, undefeated, and hopefully that is a trend that will continue here today. Well, the Vikings going through their progressions right now. They're hitting lines. And Pioneer over on the side doing a little defensive work and getting ready to go. So we are going to go ahead and take another two-minute timeout. When we come back, more of the pregame show, getting ready for Class A state finals action here in Muncie. Back to Worthen Arena after this two-minute timeout.
Hello, I'm Doug Bubalow, your local Washington Edward Jones financial advisor. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Bar Reeve Vikings on WAMW. Call 812-257-1987 or stop by my office at 2000 East National Highway in Washington for all your investment needs. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
It starts with a promise to support and defend, no matter the cost, our nation, our freedoms, and our way of life. At Bill Dobson Ford, we would like to send out a special thank you to all our military, veterans, and first responders. Now through November the 12th, we are offering you an additional $750 in savings on top of the rebates from Ford. To those who put service above self, we owe you a debt that can never be repaid. So from all of us at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington, thank you.
When it comes to taking care of your family, Williams Brothers Healthcare Pharmacy is your go-to source for all health-related needs. Williams Brothers provides everything. Prescription medications with pickup or personal delivery, text alerts to mobile apps, and a free vitamin club for kids. For home health care, they offer Safe Home Solutions, a product line allowing you to stay safe and independent in your home. Stop in to Williams Brothers today. They've been focused on your health since 1899.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Back at Worthen Arena in Muncie, Indiana. I'm Mike DeCourcy, joined all day by my good friend John P. Mullen, getting ready for volleyball action here. Pioneer and Bar Eve getting ready to compete for a state championship. Well, one thing you got to mention, Johnny, and you know, maybe we got to get through today, but you might as well talk about it. The winner of this game for the next two seasons will be a Class 2A participant.
It's not something that the girls are concerning themselves with as they do their serving. Coach, the Lady Vikes are in white today, by the way. But as you brought up, the winner is going to move up to 2A due to the IHSA success factor. Some folks consider that a penalty system. But because of the total points, one of these schools will have six, which is the required number. And, of course, Bar Eve made that jump after the 14 season, and they played 15 and 16 in 2A. Pioneers won a regional in the semi-state, as has Bar Eve. So the state champion moves up to 2A. Meanwhile, we can go ahead and mention the fact that Christian Academy, who's a 1A school, playing for a 2A state title next year, is headed to 3A.
Yeah.
So we've already seen it with the Providence, the Lady Pioneers, a 2A school playing 4A volleyball. So as these powerhouse volleyball teams get on a roll and continue to win, they move up in class. And potentially, these Lady Vikes not only could be in 2A, but a couple years from now, our daughters might be in 3A, for goodness sake.
Well, it's the one thing is you hear people say, well, you know, you're young and you've got all this talent coming back and you don't really lose a starter. But the one thing I've learned in athletics for a long time, Johnny, is, you know, you got to take them when you can get them. And, you know, these opportunities, they do not come along every day, no matter how guaranteed you might think that it is.
It's so hard to win. It's hard to win a sectional, but you have to seize the day. Carpe diem, if you will. And now that you're here, Coach DeCourcy, you might as well win it.
Yeah, might as well go ahead and take care of business. Well, Bar Eve is now off the floor. Pioneer currently taking the floor, going through their hitting progressions.
Let's talk about the Pioneer school-wise. They are recently having tremendous success as we look at some of their hitters just in front of us. We could talk about the state championship they won in softball this past spring. We could talk about last year's football 1A state championship. So this school has experienced a couple of state titles in a few short months, and now their volleyball team with an opportunity. This senior class, and we've talked about seven seniors on this roster, the senior class at Pioneer has certainly put them on the map, so to speak.
Yeah, it really, really has. And you mentioned last night I think you said 70-7 win over Lafayette Central Catholic in football.
That's right.
I mean, just a year or two ago, that would be unheard of. So certainly Pioneer sounds like they have designs to make another trip to Indianapolis this year.
Well, they happen to have a Mr. Football candidate and a quarterback who will play a different position. He'll be an athlete at the University of Notre Dame. So anytime a 1A school can send a kid to the Fighting Irish football team, it tells you what kind of talent he is.
Yeah, certainly. And a lot like the Vikings, their athletic success is not limited to just a single thing.
I think we all know that success breeds success, and Bar Reeve has certainly experienced in several sports that old adage.
Well,
it's a prescription shop prescription for success time, Coach DeCourcy, and I'm going to put you on the spot, the husband of 19-year veteran head coach Amber DeCourcy. Mike, if the Lady Vikes are going to claim their second state title, what is today's prescription shop prescription for success?
Well, I don't think nerves are going to play a part with either team. I think Pioneer, their first time here, that's great. But I think when the game's 8 or 10 points old, it's a Tuesday night in a gym somewhere. I simply think today's prescription for success is the team with the least amount of errors. And when I'm talking errors, I'm not talking how many people hit it in the net. I'm talking all together, hitting errors, serving errors, defensive lapses,
communication errors.
That team is going to win the state championship today. And, you know, that is something that the Vikings have done a very nice job of so far in this IHSAA tournament, really just putting a lot of pressure on their opponents, not necessarily by always getting the kill, but they're going to make you make a play to beat them. And so many times it's easy to look at the front row and talk about the prowess of Anna Ballingy. It's easy to talk about things that Addison Ainsco can do. But when you've got J.C. Thompson back there manning the middle of your defense, I can't tell you how many times this year, Johnny, the other team has started celebrating what they thought was a kill, and then here it comes back at you. And that defense, that ability to take points away, to steal points, to steal momentum, I think is such a big thing today. But errors, you know, limiting mistakes, and Bar-Eve, I mean, it sounds so elementary. They've got to be the more aggressive team. They have to have more swings. They got to have more attacks. And if they do that, they're going to win the state championship. If they don't, it could be a long day.
So limiting errors, making the most of the other team's mistakes, and remaining aggressive as they have throughout this postseason run, your prescription for success. Coach DeCourcy here as we kind of study these Lady Pioneer Panthers in front of us. We talked about their record, 30-9. We talked about their head coach, Rod Nice, who has been in charge for 12 years here, his first trip to the state finals. And, you've been along for the ride for a long time now with the Bar Eve Lady Vikings. Do you think that Pioneer will experience any early first game jitters?
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so. But, you know, 25 is a long way to go. And, it's a unique stage. There could be some pent-up emotion. Maybe a serve goes long or a hit sails wide. But like I said, there's so many points in volleyball. And after a while, you settle in. And like I said, it's a Tuesday night in a gym. Just like any other game.
Do you feel like this is the best defensive team that Bar Eve will have seen this year? They talk about Pioneer's defense being their go-to.
I mean, no disrespect, but But, you know, there's been a lot of teams that Bar Eve has played that's been very, very hard to score against. And, I'll talk about one in our sectional. Ligoti was just an outstanding defensive team, you know, all year long. I know they probably did not have the performance that they wanted in the sectional, but Ligoti, is certainly a team that I'm not going to say who's better or who's worse on defense, but I'm just going to say the ability for multiple players to make plays. You know, Pioneer is a little bit like that, but when you get into teams like Northview, who can throw up just a massive block, and then you've got to work your way around that. That's a whole other thing when it comes to defense. So, but certainly Pioneer, let's put it this way: there is not a phase of the game that they are not very proficient in. That's why they'll be hard to beat today.
Sure.
All right, we're going to take another timeout. This one will be for 3 minutes, and when we come back, we will finish up the pregame show, have the lineups, national anthem, and we'll get ready to go back to Muncie right after this.
First Federal Savings Bank of Washington is the only locally owned and locally managed bank in Daviess County. Every day, banks touch every corner of our lives. First Federal Savings Bank supports you as they turn life's goals into accomplishments. Goals like going to college, opening a small business, buying a home, or buying a car. Let First Federal Savings Bank of Washington take care of your banking needs with their personalized service at their Washington location. And good luck to the Bar Reed volleyball team in the tournament. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
At the Villas, your health and well-being is our priority. Your villa provides all the privacy you may want, yet is a part of a large senior living campus. Our services ensure that your lifestyle is as active and independent as you desire and always accompanied by peace of mind. Hi, this is Toni Mathewson. Give us a call today at 812-254-3800 to set up your personal tour of our beautiful villas at the Villages of Oak Ridge. Good luck to the Bar Reed volleyball team in the tourney.
Helena Agri Enterprises is proud to support Daviess County farmers and our local athletes. Crop health and crop safety is a top priority for Helena Agri Enterprises as we work with area farmers to maximize your yields in a cost-effective way. From the latest product advancements to the experienced staff we have on hand to answer your questions one-on-one, put Helena Agri Enterprises to work for you on the farm. Helena Agri Enterprises in Montgomery is a proud supporter of the Barrie Vikings.
JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Oden-Kettleburg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Oden-Kettleburg Road next to Graber Post.
Now with fast fiber on ramps to the internet from RTC Communications, you can get online faster than ever. With RTC Communications, you get fast upload and download, streaming movies with virtually no buffering and no data caps. The simple translation, quality, reliable internet service you can always count on. Call RTC Communications at 812-486-3211 and get your own fast IntelliSense speed internet on ramp today.
Kingdom Air is your local Amana dealer and has been serving our community since 1990. Kingdom Air and Amana want you to be comfortable. Kingdom Air and Amana are happy to support the Bar Reeve volleyball team. Good luck, ladies, in the tournament. Go number two. Call Kingdom Air today at 812-486-3840. And remember, Amana lasts and lasts and lasts.
The Landmark Surveying Company in Washington is proud to offer professional service in the field with land surveyors and consultants performing boundary surveys, land title surveys, surveyor location reports, subdivision design, site planning, general land consulting, and more. Give Dennis or Darren a call to set up an appointment for your surveying estimate at 257-0950. The Landmark Surveying Company, 15 Northeast 3rd Street in Washington. Call 257-0950.
The Montgomery Ruiton Club is proud to be a part of Montgomery and Davies County. The Ruiton Club and all its members are proud supporters of the Barre Vikings. Important dates to remember are always available on the new and improved website. Just visit www.montgomeryruitonclub.com for events at the park, campground information, and dates for the upcoming Turkey Trot Festival. The Montgomery Ruiton Club is proud to back the Barre Vikings. Sail on, Mighty Vikings, from the members and board of directors of the Montgomery Ruiton Club.
Hi, this is Rita at Thompson Insurance. Thompson Insurance has been serving this community since 1963. We promise to work hard to get you the best insurance value for your dollar. Call us today at 812-254-1987 and let one of our knowledgeable agents help you with your insurance needs. Auto Owners Insurance Company offers a paid-in-full discount when your premiums are paid in full. Thompson Insurance on Main Street in Washington, treating you the way we would want to be treated.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back at Ball State University's Worthen Arena as these two teams, the Barre Lady Vikings and Pioneer Lady Panthers, prepare for introductions. Let's introduce these Lady Vikings. Number one, Haley Raber, a freshman. She'll be an outside hitter. Kara Hughes wears number two. She's a junior setter. Addie Ainsco, a sophomore middle hitter, wearing number four. Marissa Helms is a senior, wearing number six. A freshman wearing number eight is Sarah Graber. Helms' classmate, senior Hunter Emmons, wears number nine. Number 10, a sophomore, Anna Ballingy. Also a sophomore, 15, Hannah Graber. J.C. Thompson is the libero. She's a sophomore wearing 16. And another sophomore middle blocker, number 23, Michaela Graber. Juniors, Alexis Traylor wearing 25 and Kaylin Wagler wearing 24. And the final Lady Viking is a sophomore, number 27, Corinne Corbin. So your 13 Lady Vikes in uniform as we introduce the starters, Coach DeCourcy.
Yeah, they are being introduced right now, and as we mentioned, it's a young lineup, those two freshmen, five sophomores, and then the elder statesman of the group, the junior, Kara Hughes. And, hey, you're on the big stage now. Let's go.
Let's go. And the crowd here decked out in black here, supporting the Lady Vikes, who are in white today on the court.
I mean, just a big, big deal to the Viking community. And the good thing is you look out there, you see all of that youth.
You see the young joy on their face, Coach.
That's exactly right.
You don't seem to see the pressure and the nerves and the stress. You see a bunch of girls smiling, having fun, and this is the time of their lives.
They're so young, John. A lot of Saturday mornings in the fall, when the Vikings have practice, you know, a lot of times, as you know, they like to do their business early, get in there and out, 8 o'clock, and by the time young Dacey wakes up, mom's usually gone to practice.
Yeah.
So there's been times this year where I pull into the school, and at 9 o'clock in the morning, there's nobody in the school but Albert Cavanaugh and the volleyball team, and you pull up, and you see like five cars total.
Right, because none of them even have a permit, let alone a driver's license.
And you know three of those are coaches.
Right.
And it's like, did we forget about practice today? And you walk in the gym and it's like, no, it's a full out, you know, 24 girl practice or whatever. But, you know, outside of Helms and Emmons, not much driving going on. Kara Hughes got hers, but these girls, they depend on everybody to take them everywhere, and it just really shows the youth of the Lady Vikings.
Well, I'm certainly one of those 20-some vehicles lined up waiting for the girls to get done with practice. Just like all the parents, they put in the time, the commitment to get these girls to practice. And as you mentioned, your wife has always been an early riser.
Yep.
She's up and at them early, and she gets practice going. And, these Lady Vikes love their coach. And probably means a lot to you, Coach DeCourcy, as a spouse, how much these girls love to play for and respect what Barrie Volleyball is and what Amber DeCourcy means to those girls.
Yeah, they really, really do a good job. They work hard. They work really hard. And, you know, this is what you fight for. So handshake line.
We know that guy going up on the ladder, Coach.
That's Mike Zaire, our friend, who talked to him before the game. And he refereed a high school girls game last night. But of course, girls basketball started this week.
All right.
And now he's up here in the state finals.
Fred Shoub, I'm not familiar with how you pronounce his last name, on the floor over there nearest the benches.
Yep.
We got a couple of camera guys here fighting. I don't know what's going on. They're like fighting over footage.
I guess.
Get out of my way, man. Get off my lawn.
So substitutions being made right now.
Pioneer will start Haley Gleitz. She's their leading digger with 600 plus, the libero. They'll start Alexis Robinson, also a senior. They'll start senior McKenna Landis. Mackenzie Campbell's a senior.
Vikings will have the first serve today, looks like.
Olivia Brooke, a sophomore for Pioneer.
And here we go. Addison Ainsco with the ball. Official Mike Zaire going to whistle it. And here we go. First serve is up. Good pass by Pioneer. Outside attack. Barrie now going to get a chance at it. Ballingy dug out. Joust at the net. Going to be won by Pioneer. 1-0.
Campbell there at the net. Just got her hands on it before Michaela Graber did. Back to serve for Pioneer's Mackenzie Campbell.
First serve of the day is up. Thompson with the pass. Ballingy on the outside. Dug out by Pioneer. They're going to try to throw it over. Ballingy going to get another crack at it. Off the block. Got it. We're tied at one.
Give Ballingy a kill. Excellent dig by Campbell the first time around, but you're not going to slow down Ballingy a second time. 1-1 here early in set one.
Sarah Graber back to serve. And the freshman, good deep serve. And just going to be rolled out of bounds. All starts with the serve, 2-1 Barrie.
It does. Hitting air on Pioneer.
Graber back again. That will be passed up. Going to be blocked down. Point Barrie. That's going to be Michaela Graber.
Give Michaela Graber the block.
3-1 Vikings. Sarah back again. Freshman picks her spot out. And this one going to be sent over as a roll spike. And tapped over by Hannah Graber. It's going to be tapped out of bounds by Pioneer. 4-1 Barrie.
Solid serving here from Sarah Graber as they're working on Mackenzie Walker right now in the back.
Sarah, another one, and that's going to get down for an ace. 5-1.
Walker couldn't handle that one. Gleitz is over there trying to cover her up, but Sarah Graber's coachable.
And little Sarah back again. Next serve, that going to be passed up by the libero. Outside attack, going to be into the net. That's going to be four hits. 6-1.
We're trying to keep track of the errors, as you mentioned. The team in the least amount will win this match. Pioneer with three early ones.
Another good serve by Sarah. Going to be sent over as a roll shot. And Ballingy going to be dunked down. And Barrie going to get a chance at it right here. Off the block. Now Pioneer going to have a shot at it. Little dump set action. Here comes Ballingy again. Roll shot, got it. 7-1.
Two kills for Ballingy. A couple sets there were off the net, but Ballingy found a way. Sarah Graber has scored five straight here.
Freshman with another serve. Good pass. That one going to be dumped over. Ballingy just going to have to shoot it over. Pioneer going to get a shot at it. Kill attempt going to be dug out. Ballingy, another shot. Got it. 8-1.
Three kills. Can we get a timeout, Pioneer?
Timeout, Pioneer. And Bar Reeves crowd is on fire.
Enthusiastic, coach.
On the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, good start for the Vikings. Bar Eve 8, Pioneer 1. Back to Worthen Arena after this one-minute timeout.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
Brighten up your day with chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for. Fast and easy, no delays. We'll get you on your way. Pick it up,
pick it up.
Fill her up at Chuckles.
We go that extra mile.
We go that extra mile.
Pick it up,
fill her up at Chuckles. You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles convenience stores.
Back to Ball State University, Worthen Arena. The Lady Vikes have jumped out to an early 8-1 lead behind the serving of freshman Sarah Graber, and she will serve here as we're back to action.
Another serve by the freshman. Pass by Pioneer. Kill attempt going to go off the block. Bar Eve going to have a chance at it. Ballingy got it off the block. 9-1.
Coach Nice is asking for two hits there on that set. Probably one of those 50-50 calls that goes away to Bar Eve.
9-1. Sarah. Another good serve. Attack going to be dug out. Ballingy off the block. Going to almost fall. Bar Eve going to get another shot at it here, and it's going to be a tap kill by Hannah Graber, 10-1.
A tap kill from Hannah. Big advantage here as Pioneer is going to look to go to the bench. Olivia Brook, number 22, a sophomore, is going to replace her classmate Mackenzie Walker in the back row, as Sarah Graber has had quite the morning so far serving at that spot, coach.
Sarah back again. Deep serve this time. Passed up. Here comes. And Pioneer off the block that time. Kill is down by Blickenstaff, so 10-2.
First error by Bar Eve. 10-2 early in set one. Serving for Pioneer is McKenna Landis.
Her serve. Good pass by Thompson. There's Ballingy in the middle. Got it. 11-2.
Ballingy with five of those 11 points via smackdowns. That one coming from the middle.
And J.C. Thompson back to the service
Which
line.
Which ball should she serve? They've got two here in case they get into the tunnel.
J.C. with her first attempt today. Passed up by Pioneer. Little middle attack going to be dug out. Hannah Graber, her attack going to be dug out by Pioneer. Bar Eve going to have another shot at it. Haley Raber, the freshman, her attempt is long. 11-3.
Panther setters bumped into each other, but they were managed to get the ball back over, so a hitting error for Bar Eve.
Serve that time. Raber going to have another crack at it. Going to go off the block and roll back over. Bar Eve with an attempt. Ballingy out of the middle. That one going to be dug out. Rolled over. Barive now. Haley Raber going to have to make a play. Now Pioneer with it again. Little roll shot. Now Hannah Graber got one to go. Cross court. 12-3.
Kill by Hannah Graber. As Coach Nye, as the Pioneer, continues to ask for the double hit on the set. I don't believe that was two hits by the setter. And Pioneer sent a captain over there even to plead the case. But Mike Zare wants no part of it as Anna Ballingy serves up 12-3.
And a roll shot going to be sent over. Kara Hughes, Haley Raber sends it long. 12-4.
That one just long from Raber. She's now missed two. Needs to finish. Needs to finish the kill.
Wasn't a great set, but sometimes you got to live to play another day.
Serving is Blickenstaff. Hannah Graber goes down to get it. Haley Raber's kill blocked. Free ball now, Ballingy.
That one blocked back, but blocked out. So 12-5, Barive still leads it by seven.
First bit of offense shown by Pioneer. It's a tough serve, handled by Thompson.
There's Hannah Graber going off the block, but Pioneer going to have another crack at it. Dug out. Haley Raber going to be dug out by Pioneer. And that one going to be sent long and out. 13-5, Barre. Hannah Graber back to the service
Olivia
line.
Olivia Brook responsible for that hitting error.
Anna Graber.
Into the game for Blickenstaff is number five, Cammie Stewart. TV timeout here, Coach.
Yep, TV timeout. So halfway through set number one, Vikings lead Pioneer 13-5 back to Worthen Arena after this one-minute timeout.
The Vikings are working hard to achieve their dreams and goals. You dream of someday enjoying a relaxing retirement? Saving now affects the lifestyle you'll be able to have in the future. This is Alex Knepp, your local financial advisor with German American. I specialize in developing plans to help you meet your dreams and goals. Invest with the name you know and trust. Call today at 254-5909 or stop by and see me in Washington or Ligoti. And good luck to all Viking teams.
Blake Wagler Funeral Home is dedicated to making your public, private, religious, secular, or fraternal ceremony as memorable as possible. Ceremonies are a special time for family and friends to pay tribute and say goodbye. Let Blake Wagler Funeral Home guide you as to which options are correct and the most affordable. Call the Blake Wagler Funeral Home at 812-486-2699 to discuss your pre-planned funeral arrangement. Remember that your prepaid funeral contract can be transferred to any funeral home. Blake Wagler Funeral Home in Montgomery. Every life has a story. A proud supporter of Barreve Sports.
Back at Worthen Arena, good start for the Vikings here, Johnny, 13-5.
Yeah, and we get a TV timeout here midway through the first set. Barive, the first team to 13. They jumped out to an 8-1 lead, and it's been Sarah Graber serving. Anna Ballingy with 5 Ks so far in this first set. And it'll be Hannah Graber back behind the serving stripe now for Barive as they look to push this lead here in set one against Pioneer.
So Hannah Graber back to serve. Neither team has missed on one yet. That one going to be good. And that one going to be blocked back, but going to be tapped down by Addison Ainsco.
Probably a lift missed, but it give Ainsco a kill.
So 14-5.
Looks like a clear lift here in front of us. Hannah Graber serve.
That one going to be driven. And Pioneer just going to have to send a free ball to the back row. Ainsco goes off the block on the slide attempt. Pioneer now setting to run some offense and going to get it off the fingertips, 14-6.
I've noticed that number 22, Olivia Brook, doesn't swing hard. She's just looking to place That one found the hardwood. Walker back in to serve. She replaces Olivia Brook.
And her serve, going to be a short one. It's going to fall for an ace. 14-7.
Each team now with an ace apiece. That one fell short just in front of Ballingy.
So Brooke back behind the service line again. Going deep that time. Ainsco, that one blocked back. And dump attempt right there. But Pioneer just going to have to hit it over as a free ball. And Raber going to get one to go down the line. Off the fingers of Pioneer, 15-7.
Nice job by Raber of uncorking her first kill. Kaylin Wagler, a junior, will come in. She's our serving specialist. Coach, if you look up, you can watch it on the big screen.
Oh, hey, how about that? There goes Kaylin. First serve, it's a long one, and it's going to be sent back as a free ball. And there goes Ainsco, and that one's going to be dumped back. Free ball sent back over. There's Sarah Graber, her shot into the net, 15-8.
Pretty good defense there on the side of Pioneer. Bar Eve. White serving. Handled by Thompson. Hannah Graber, Ainsco. Dug up.
That one going to have to be sent back as a free ball.
Nice job by Sarah Graber to chase it down in front of the bench.
That one blocked back. And tapped down by Ainsco. Won the joust at the net, 16-8. Ainsco back to serve again. Serve is good. Going to have to be sent over. Here comes Ballingy. Kill attempt. Got it. 17-8.
Six kills for the sophomore. Good to see her back in the front row. Ainsco serving. 17-8 here. Lady Vikes by nine. Set one.
And Pioneer out of rotation that time. And you can see they've kind of tried to manipulate their serve receive to maybe hide a girl.
Yep.
And
you can't do that.
Get out of rotation.
Just so ask the Bar Eve student body. You can't do
18-8.
That.
18-8. There's an ace. 19-8.
Two aces now for Bar Eve. One from Sarah Graber. One from Addie Ainsco. They're really trying to hide Walker. That's Cammy Stewart.
Ainsco going to send that one long. First service error of the day, 19-9.
Aggressive serving, however, coach, will lead to more points than errors. Five errors total for Bar Eve. Five errors by Pioneer so far. Serving is Mackenzie Campbell.
Her serve is a good one. Going to be passed up. Ballingy has to tap it to the back row. Pioneer this time going to go off the block, but dug out. Ballingy going to get another attempt. Got it.
Oh, he wants two again. Shocker. Seven kills now for Ballingy.
So Sarah Graber back to serve.
Lady Vikes the first team to 20 here. They need five more.
Sarah. Serve is good. That one going to be sent over left-handed, 20-10.
Nice athletic play by McKenna Landis. Landis will go back to serve.
Serve is good. Hughes over to Ballingy. Going to be tapped. Now Pioneer going to get a chance over on the right side. Kill's going to be dug out. And Ballingy going to have to hit a pop shot. And that one going to be in and good for Pioneer. That's Alexis Robinson, 22-11.
Robinson finds the hardwood. First kill.
Next serve. Good pass by Thompson. Ballingy off the block. Going to have to send it back over. Couldn't get around that one. And that one into the net by Pioneer. 21-11 Vikings.
Hitting error by Robinson. Substitution here as Kaylin Wagler exits for Haley Raber. J.C. Thompson serving. Lady Vikes up 10 here, 21-11.
Here's Thompson. Reserve. Going to be a good one. And Thompson with a one-armed dig. Going to give Haley Raber a shot at it. She's just going to have to roll it over. Here goes Barreed now with a chance. Raber well off the net. Good dig by Pioneer. And kill attempt going to be dug out. And Graber with another chance. And that one going to be blocked back. Pioneer.
Blocked by Ballingy.
Going to recover it.
Go to Ballingy.
Off the block. Got it. 22-11.
I see 8 Ks on the stat line of the 22 Barreed points for Anna Ballingy. Barreed has doubled this lead, 22-11 now.
And that serve going to be sent long. 22-12.
Too much gas on that one.
Alexis Robinson back to serve. Good pass by J.C. Thompson. Ballingy. And that's going to be a lift on the kill. Another one for Ballingy. 23-12.
That was the lift we were looking for.
And Anna back to serve. Her serve going to clip the net. And Pioneer going to have to really send over a free ball here. Ainsco off the block.
Footwork by Hannah Graber.
Haley Raber with a swing at it now. That one going off the block again. Barreve with a chance. Raber, freshman, off the block and out, 24-12.
Haley Raber with her second consecutive kill. Set point here, 24-12. The Lady Vikes fans on their feet. Anna Ballingy looking to finish it.
Passed up by Pioneer. Pioneer going to just kind of push one over. Raber. And it's going to...
Just long.
Just long. They're going to call a touch.
No touch there. 24-13. Blickenstaff, the 5'10 sophomore for Pioneer.
Serve is a good one. Not a great pass, but Raber going to have a shot at it. Got it off the block and down. Another kill for Haley, and that's going to do it. On the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, Vikings take set one, 25-13. Back for set two after this three-minute timeout.
Jones & Sons congratulates the Barreve Lady Vikings on their volleyball regional victory and wishes you the best of luck in the remaining tournament game. Jones & Sons is your hometown concrete provider, serving the area for over 45 years. Jones & Sons prides themselves with the quality of concrete they bring to a job and the customer service you'll find in their Terre Haute, Vincennes, or Washington retail location. Check out Jones & Sons' wide variety of products and services online at jonesandsons.com.
Don't miss the big Black Friday sales event going on now at the Washington Chrysler Center. A 2018 Jeep Grand Cherokee Altitude with 20-inch blackout trim and wheels, only $36,989. Or choose the Jeep Renegade Sport 4-wheel drive for just $21,850. What a great value. These deals and many more on the lot now during the Black Friday sales event at the Washington Chrysler Center. No games, no gimmicks, simply the best deals at Washington Chrysler Center, downtown Washington.
Montgomery Medical Associates offering hometown medical care for the entire family. Flu season is upon us. Get your flu shots now at Montgomery Medical. No appointment needed. Office hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. For an appointment, call 812-486-2842. Dr. Merle Hallsapple and staff want the Vikings to have a healthy and injury-free game. Doc says there's no cure for the Viking fever. For an appointment, call 812-486-2842. Go Vikings!
Your financial security deserves the professional attention of a full-time financial advisor. This is Sarah Browning with Edward Jones at 310 Southeast 21st Street in Washington. If you want investment information and service that's tailored specifically to your needs, put our years of experience to work for you. At Edward Jones, we offer stocks, corporate bonds, government bonds, and tax-advantaged investments. Give me a call at 254-3739. Let's help make your money work harder starting today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Helena Agra Enterprises is proud to support Daviess County farmers and our local athletes. Crop health and crop safety is a top priority for Helena Agra Enterprises as we work with area farmers to maximize your yields in a cost-effective way. From the latest product advancements to the experienced staff we have on hand to answer your questions one-on-one, put Helena Agra Enterprises to work for you on the farm. Helena Agra Enterprises in Montgomery is a proud supporter of the Barree Vikings.
Stop by Stop and See in Montgomery for their famous hand-breaded fish sandwiches. Stop and See has a full menu of sandwiches, salads, and all the sides, and much more. We have something for everyone. Take a break today and let Stop and See do the cooking for your family. Stop and See is located on Highway 50 in Montgomery. Call 812-486-3882 and we will have your order ready for pickup. Stop and See is a proud sponsor of Bar Reeve Sports.
Back at Worthen Arena, set to getting ready to get underway, Johnny Mullen.
25-13, it was the Lady Vikes out to a fast start, 8-1. Before Pioneer could get a timeout, and I'm glad I can count as we have official statistics and 9 kills by Anna Ballingy, no errors. Haley Raber, after a couple of misses, came through with 3 kills, including the last one to seal the 25th point for set one as Pioneer's Mackenzie Campbell will begin set two, serving Lady Vikes on defense.
So serve is up. It's a good one. And Ballingy just has to send a roll shot over. But now Pioneer going to have to send one back. Ballingy with another one. This one going to be long. 1-0 Pioneer. So neither team really got in system on that first one.
Pioneer had the early 1-0 lead in set one, and it fell apart. See what Barry does here.
And Sarah Graber going to tap one over and in. We're tied at one.
That's just smart volleyball. Great play by the freshman.
Set was tight, and she went up and got it. So Graber, short serve that time. Good pass. Pioneer. There goes Ballingy. And got it to go. 2-1 Vikings. So Graber back for another service attempt. Good short one that time. Going to be sent over, dug out by Sarah. There goes Ballingy again, off the block. Sent back by Hannah Graber. Now Pioneer going to run some offense. Dug out by Thompson, but it's going to fall. We're tied at 2.
Nice swing there from Pioneer. Landis back to serve. Early in set 2. 2-2.
Her serve. Going to be a good one. Hannah Graber going to have to send over a roll shot. Middle attack going to be tapped by Ainsco out of bounds. 3-2 Pioneer.
May have been on its way out. Reactionary by Ainsco.
So Landis back to serve again. That's a good one. Good pass by Hannah Graber over to Ballingy. Hannah goes off the block. We're tied at 3. J.C. Thompson back to serve for the Vikings. And a little timeout on the floor. Some
everybody check their shoestrings.
Albert Cavanaugh would say double knot those things.
Yes.
So JC back to serve again. And a good driving serve. And be passed up. And into the net that time is Olivia Brooke, 4-3 Vikings. So JC. Service line again. Good deep one that time. Pioneer. Into the net is Olivia Brooke again. 5-3 Vikings.
Consecutive hitting errors from Pioneer.
So 5-3 Vikings. JC again. Another deep serve. Roll shot this time. Good dig by Barive, and Hannah Graber goes cross court and in 6-3.
Hello, Hannah Graber. Kill shot from the sophomore. Pioneer was preparing for Ballingy, and it was Hannah Graber doing the offensive work.
And JC going to send that one long and out. 6-4.
Three total service errors for Barive. 6-4 Barive early in set two.
Alexis Robinson serving for Pioneer. Good pass by Thompson. Ballingy sends it wide. 6-5. Robinson with another serve attempt. Out to Haley Raber. Haley goes off the block. Good save right there by Pioneer. They're just going to have to tap it over. Hannah Graber with a chance. She goes cross court. And Ballingy going to have to send a roll shot. And it's going to be tapped down by Pioneer, and we're tied at 6.
Lady Vikes couldn't get on track there. And Blickenstaff punches it over to tie this match.
Serve that time, and that's going to be knocked out of bounds, so four straight for Pioneer, and it's 7-6.
Ace from Robinson.
Good pass that time. Ballingy out of the middle. That one's going to go off the block for another kill. Ties it at 7.
Ballingy with 3 of the 7 points via kills here. She now has a dozen.
And back to the service line.
7 all. Ballingy heads to the back row.
Good short serve that time. Good save by Pioneer. 3 ball coming back. And Addie Ainsko goes off the block. 8-7 Barive. Ballingy back again. Her next serve. And ball going to be dug out. Here comes Haley Raber. Off the block. And they're going to call a lift. We're tied at 8.
Blickenstaff serves.
Ainsko off the block that time. Pioneer going to have a chance to run a little offense, and it's in and good. 9-8 Pioneer.
So Pioneer's defense stepping up a little bit here in set two. They were overwhelmed in set one by Barive, 25-13. 1-point lead for these Lady Panthers. Serve handled by Ballingy, set by Hughes.
This has to be tapped over, however. And that one goes off the block. And communication error, 10-8 Pioneer.
Barive's errors mounting here early in set two.
A good serve by Blickenstaff. Haley Raber going to be blocked back. 11-8.
Kenzie Campbell with that block. Take TV timeout coming up at 13. Coach DeCourcy electing to give Barrie a chance to turn this around. Ballingy to Hughes. Raber.
That one going to be dug out. Pop shot. And it's going to be sent over and a save
Anna
by Barrie.
Raber saved that one.
And going to be sent wide. Barrie steals a point. 11-9.
That's a stolen one. Tremendous effort by the defense. Pioneer was celebrating, and Hannah Graber kept it alive.
So Hannah Graber back to serve.
Big difference between 12-8 and 11-9 here. It moves Ballingy to the middle back.
Passed up by Pioneer. And that one going to be off the hands of Hannah Graber and out.
That
12-9.
Headed well out. Pioneer gets a break back there.
So,
Kinsey
Walker back to serve. 12-9. Pioneer by three.
To Ballingy. Anna Graber. Ainsco blocked. Sarah Graber.
Down the line. That one going to be dug out, but a roll spike into the net, 12-10. So an error by Pioneer. Vikings trail by two.
Break back there for the Lady Vikes. Several errors here defining the first half of set two. Kaylin Wagler serve.
That's a good one. Good pass by Pioneer. And that ball going to be dug out, but it's going to go out of bounds. 13-10, Pioneer by three again. And that's going to be the TV timeout. On the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, Pioneer 13, Barrie 10. Back to Worthen Arena after this one-minute timeout.
The Switzer Trooper Brown Law Office in Washington and Odin is proud to serve residents of Davies County and the surrounding communities. Grant Swartz and Trooper and Abby Brown focus on real estate transactions, estate planning and administration, county government, business contracts, and personal injury. With two locations now at 412 East Flora Street in Washington and the corner of Main and Spring Street in Odin. Call 812-254-7268 for professional legal advice today. Swartz and Trooper Brown, attorneys at law, on the case, working hard for you.
At the Villas, your health and well-being is our priority. Your villa provides all the privacy you may want, yet is a part of a large senior living campus. Our services ensure that your lifestyle is as active and independent as you desire and always accompanied by peace of mind. Hi, this is Tony Mathewson. Give us a call today at 812-254-3800 to set up your personal tour of our beautiful villas at the Villages of Oak Ridge. Good luck to the Barrie volleyball team in the tourney.
Back at Worthen Arena, tale of two sets here. Johnny Pioneer 13-10 here in set two.
Yeah, Pioneer come to life here. You can see that they are away from their, what I would label, first set jitters as Barrie came out and smacked them in the mouth. But Pioneer has picked up the defense, and Barrie's made a few errors that are fairly uncharacteristic, so starts with serve, receive, and Taylor glides for Pioneer, the libero, who will do the serving. Pioneer's serving's been a little stronger, and their defense has certainly been better.
So, Pioneer with a serve. A little bit of a lineup check right here for Barrie.
TV timeouts turned out to be a minute and a half.
So,
and now we're going to have a lineup check, so extends the break. When you sit for 2 minutes, you got to check for the lineup. Time to take a nap over there.
There we go.
All right.
Turns out they had it right the first time.
Better safe than giving up a point.
Yep. All right, here we go. 13-10 Pioneer. Serve is up.
That one was headed out of bounds. Played in.
Dug out by Pioneer. And that one going to fall off the block for a kill by Robinson, 14-10.
Whites with the aggressive deep serve.
Pass by Ballingy there. Sarah Graber sends it over. That one going to be tapped back. Ainsco off the outside. Goes off the tape. Pioneer going to pop one over. Ainsco just going to throw that one to the back row. And a tip shot is in and good. 15-10 Pioneer.
Alexis Robinson coming alive. Pioneer stretches their lead to 5 here. Barry hasn't been able to muster any offense.
Another good serve. Ballingy, back row shot, going to be blocked back for a point, 16-10. Timeout, Barry. On the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, Pioneer 16, Barry 10. Back in 1 minute.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Kingdom Air is your local Amana dealer and has been serving our community since 1990. Kingdom Air and Amana want you to be comfortable. Kingdom Air and Amana are happy to support the Bar Reeve volleyball team. Good luck, ladies, in the tournament. Go number 2. Call Kingdom Air today at 812-486-3840. And remember, Amana lasts and lasts and lasts.
Back at Worthen Arena, Pioneer 16, Bar Reeve 10, Johnny.
The Lady Panthers have improved their serving. Meanwhile, Bar Reeve has not been able to muster any offense. Tale of two sets. These Lady Panthers are taking advantage of Ballingy being in the back row as well. This is Gleitz again.
Serve this time. And Ainsco going to send it long. 17-10. We mentioned errors in the pregame, Johnny, and it's been error-filled here in set two for Bar Reeve.
It certainly has. 7 points isn't easy to overcome here in set two. Lady Vikes need to get a stop.
And Ballingy going to get one to go from the back row that time. 17-11. So Ains go back to serve for Barry.
See if Pioneer can have a couple of errors in a row and get Barry back in this.
That one goes off the block. Barry, however, just going to have to send a roll shot over. And Pioneer, another kill off the block and good. 18-11.
Bar even a big hole here in set two. Kenzie Campbell serving. Lady Panthers by 7. Bar Eve took set one, 25-13.
And that went in for an ace, 19-11.
3 aces for Pioneer. And this has been an ugly set for Bar Eve. They've yet to lose one in this postseason.
Second timeout for Bar Eve. As this one looks like it's going the way of Pioneer. 19-11. Back to Muncie after this 1 minute timeout.
Teamwork, fundamentals, and leadership. At Dr. Lana Helms Orthodontics, they know this is the winning formula to get the best results. Call 812-254-4500 or visit lanahelms.com to schedule your free consultation on creating a beautiful, healthy smile. From the Dr. Lana Helms Orthodontics team to yours, congratulations to the Bar Reeve Lady Vikings volleyball team on a great season And good luck at State on Saturday.
The Montgomery Ruiton Club is proud to be a part of Montgomery and Davies County. The Ruiton Club and all its members are proud supporters of the Barry Vikings. Important dates to remember are always available on the new and improved website. Just visit www.montgomeryruitonclub.com for events at the park, campground information, and dates for the upcoming Turkey Trot Festival. The Montgomery Ruiton Club is proud to back the Barry Vikings. Sail on, Mighty Vikings, from the members and board of directors of the Montgomery Ruiton Club.
Back in Muncie, John Mullen, Pioneer in control here in set two.
19-11 here as Coach DeCourcy's had to burn a couple of timeouts here. And these Lady Vikes look out of sorts. Certainly aren't passing the ball very well. Meanwhile, Pioneer has generated some offense and some good serving. So, as we all know, it's a game of momentum. Pioneer right now has secured it. Mackenzie Campbell continues to serve. Bar-Eve down eight, up a set, however, in this best of five Class A state championship.
Serve is up. Here comes Ballingy from the outside, off the block. Dug out by Pioneer, however. And that one blocked back and down good, 19-12.
Kayla Graber on the block. Sarah Graber to serve. 19-12 Pioneer.
Good dig that time. And off the block, another kill by Blickenstaff, 20-12.
Sophomores coming alive here. And another sophomore, Olivia Brooke, enters.
So Landis back to serve. Pass by Thompson. Ballingy just has to send a roll shot over and sends it long. 21-12.
Pioneer in control of set two here.
Ainsco going to have to send a roll shot from the back row. Another kill in and good by Alexis Robinson, 22-12.
Pioneer finding all the holes in the Bar-Eve defense. And again, I think you take a look at serve-receive, it's been difficult in this set for the Lady Vikes.
And Graber going to have to send one over. Blocked back, Hannah Graber. Going to send it long, 23-12.
This one has gotten out of control quickly. It was just 13-10 at the TV timeout, but all Pioneer in set two.
Ballingy, her kill attempt dug out, and that one going to be sent long by Pioneer, 23-13. J.C. Thompson back to serve. Thompson, short one that time. That one going to be dug out. Haley Raber going to have a shot at it. Good dig by Pioneer. And Bar-Eve going to send one back. And that one kill off the block and good, 24-13.
Blickenstaff again. Set point for Pioneer. First set was 25-13. Bar-Eve, this one goes the opposite direction.
So a bunch of set points for Pioneer, and they're going to end it with an ace. On the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, we're tied at one set apiece. Pioneer 25-13. Back to Muncie in 3 minutes.
Helping small plants, animals, and people grow is the essence of farming. Nationwide knows farmers do right by their land, livestock, and crops. It's what you do. Your local agent is here to help, partnering with the number one farm insurer in the nation, Nationwide. We stand for you. This is Mary Hathaway at Thompson Insurance. Give me a call today for a free quote at 812-254-1987.
Nationwide Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
First Federal Savings Bank of Washington is the only locally owned and locally managed bank in Davies County. Every day, banks touch every corner of our lives. First Federal Savings Bank supports you as they turn life's goals into accomplishments. Goals like going to college, opening a small business, buying a home, or buying a car. Let First Federal Savings Bank of Washington take care of your banking needs with their personalized service at their Washington location. And good luck to the Bar Reed volleyball team in the tournament. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Now with fast fiber on ramps to the internet from RTC Communications, you can get online faster than ever. With RTC Communications, you get fast upload and download, streaming movies with virtually no buffering, and no data caps. The simple translation, quality, reliable internet service you can always count on. Call RTC Communications at 812-486-3211 and get your own fast IntelliSense speed internet on ramp today.
JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Oden-Kettleburg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Oden-Kettleburg Road next to Graber Post.
When it comes to taking care of your family, Williams Brothers Healthcare Pharmacy is your go-to source for all health-related needs. Williams Brothers provides everything. Prescription medications with pickup or personal delivery, text alerts to mobile apps, and a free vitamin club for kids. For home health care, they offer Safe Home Solutions, a product line allowing you to stay safe and independent in your home. Stop in to Williams Brothers today. They've been focused on your health since 1899.
Back for set number three. We're tied at a set apiece, Johnny.
Yeah, and I guess you could say the match is exactly even as Bar Eve claims set one, 25-13. Pioneer reverses the favor. They go up 25-13. Auspicious start, however, for Bar Eve as Addy Ainsco delivers an ace.
So Vikings 1-0.
Three aces now for the Lady Vikes.
That serve is good, and that one going to be blocked back on the setter attack attempt. 2-0 Bar Eve.
Taylor Graber crammed that one down.
Ainsco. Good attempt this time. Going to be popped in by Pioneer, 2-1.
Robinson finds a seam. She didn't swing it hard, but she found the hardwood just inside the corner. Serving is Kinsey Campbell.
And that one going to be passed over and out by Bar Eve. We're tied at two.
Pioneer with five aces. Serve receive was less than stellar in set two for Bar Eve. They need to gather themselves here.
Ballingy goes down the line, got it, 3-2.
We had 13 of those for good morning, and that is the first one for good afternoon as it's 12:01. Ballingy with 14 kills.
Sarah Graber, good deep serve that time. That one going to be blocked back. Pioneer going to play it up. Barry with a chance. Ballingy off a block. High into the air. Going to be sent over. Mari going to get another crack at it. And Hannah Graber got that one off the block, 4-2.
Coach, they mixed their offense up a little bit there. Hannah Graber featured on that kill.
So Sarah continuing to serve. And passed up by Pioneer. Thrown over. Barreve just going to have to send a roll shot back, and they're going to call a tip. So Pioneer now going to get the kill anyway, 4-3. So 4-3 Vikings here in the early going.
Landis to serve.
It's a good one. Ballingy got it off the block and out, 5-3. Lacey Thompson back to serve.
Nice pass and set for Ballingy's 15th kill. Shoe tie.
So JC back to the service line. Deep serve that time. Got it. That is an ace. 6-3.
Caught a piece of the back line.
Thompson back to the service line again. That one a little shorter. Pioneer off the block, and the ball falls in the middle of the defense. That's why you got to stay on your feet. 6-4.
Ball drops as Kara Hughes, the setter, was on the floor. No one to set that ball.
And that's the first Pioneer service error of the day. It goes long, 7-4. Going to send Ballingy to the back row.
As you mentioned, the first error. Unusual to find your way to set three without a serving error. Barry will take advantage. Ballingy to the back.
Anna, good serve. Kill is in and good by Pioneer, 7-5.
Sophomore Blickenstaff really coming alive. She'll head to back to serve as well.
7-5 Vikings. Blickenstaff's serve. Passed up by Ballingy. Haley Raber just going to have to send a roll shot over. That one's going to go off the block. Barry going to get a chance at it. Into the net by Hannah Graber, however, 7-6.
Barry not helping themselves any here.
Another good serve by Blickenstaff. That one going to the outside. Haley Raber going to find a hole. 8-6.
Raber went killless in set two, but that's four total.
Anna Graber back to serve for the Vikings.
The Vikes clinging to a early two-point lead here in set three. These teams have traded sets here at Worthen Arena.
Good serve. Another attempt in and good by Campbell, 8-7.
Ball kind of came off of her hand funny, but it found the desired location. Walker serving. This team has seven seniors and a bunch of good sophomores.
And Sarah Graber going to get a kill to go that time, 9-7.
Freshman Haley Raber and Sarah Graber doing work as junior Kaylin Wagler comes in to do her part as a primary server.
Kaylin, and it's going to be a good pass sent over as a shoot. And Sarah with a good swing on it. Now into the net that time by Pioneer, 10-7, started with a good serve by Kaylin Wagler.
Yeah, that was a remarkable dug-up. The error was Haley Kripe, a freshman, had the hitting error. Three-point margin now for Barreve, and that's a shank serve into the net.
10-8.
put some curvature on that. Never got to the net.
So Pioneer back to serve again.
Haley Gleitz.
And Bari just going to have to push it across. And that one just going to be tapped.
Chance for Ainsco.
And Ainsco going to have it tapped back. Now Pioneer with a opportunity. And that kill going to go wide, 11-8. So Bari catches a break right there. Ainsco back to serve.
Big break is the two Lady Vikes ran into each other.
Good serve. Bari now with a chance. Ballingy passed up, however. And just a free ball sent back. Bari now with an opportunity. Ballingy got it across court. 12-8 Vikings.
Swats for Ballingy as Bar Reeve looking to go ahead here at the first TV timeout.
Bar Reeve going to have another chance at it. Ballingy goes across.
What in the world, girls?
And tap back by Pioneer. Just a communication error again by Bar Reeve, 12-9.
That was a point at the net that didn't happen. Kenzie Campbell, Bar Eve 12-9.
Pass by Ainsco. Ainsco. Ballingy goes off the block. Dug out, however, by Pioneer. And that one going to be sent way long. 13-9. And I think that's going to be TV timeout time. So on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, Vikings lead it by 4 midway through set number 3. Bar Eve 13, Pioneer 9. Back to Muncie after this 1 minute timeout.
It starts with a promise to support and defend, no matter the cost, our nation, our freedoms, and our way of life. At Build Option Ford, we would like to send out a special thank you to all our military, veterans, and first responders. Now through November the 12th, we are offering you an additional $750 in savings on top of the rebates from Ford. To those who put service above self, we owe you a debt that can never be repaid. So from all of us at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington, thank you.
The Landmark Surveying Company has offered professional land surveying services to southwestern Indiana for nearly 15 years. With a broad base of experience in land development and boundary surveying that spans industrial, commercial, and residential applications, but specialize in meeting the specific needs of their clients. So if you're looking to divide a large tract for commercial purposes or just sell an acre lot to a neighbor, call Landmark Surveying Company at 257-0950 and ask for Darren or Dennis Helms. That's Landmark Surveying at 15 Northeast 3rd Street in Washington. Call 257-0950.
Back at Worthen Arena, Muncie, Indiana, 13-9, Bari by 4 here, Johnny.
Yeah. First two sets were mirrors of each other. Bari dominated set 1, Pioneer dominated set 2, and the race to 13, the midpoint, Bari won it, but you got to get to 25 by 2, so Bari serve. I'm not sure why the Panthers have a ball. Funny, Sarah Graber had one ready to serve, and Kenzie Campbell thought it was their serve, so we're going to let Sarah Graber serve. 13-9, Lady Vikes.
So Sarah Graber drives that one, and kill shot going to be in and good. 13-10.
Blickenstaff finds real estate for her 6th kill.
Landis back to serve. It's a short one, and it's going to fall in for an ace, 13-11.
6 aces now for Pioneer. Bar Eve letting the Lady Panthers back into this set.
Landis again, another short one.
Dug up by Ainsco.
That one going to be blocked back, so Ballingy just going to have to send a roll spike over. And that one going to be blocked back this time by Michaela Graber, 14-11 Vikings. J.C. Thompson back to serve. Thompson, deep serve, passed up, and Blickenstaff going to tap one into the net, 15-11.
Time for Pioneer to make a bunny air, and they did. Lead back to four here, the biggest for Bar Even this set three. Sure, Bar Even Nation would like to see a little room here, leading by four.
That one going to be dug out. Raber going to go down the line and got it. Nice play right there. Anna Ballingy got that set out to Graber, or to Raber. Haley put it down the line, 16-11.
Did that start with J.C. Thompson's dig in the back?
Yeah, it did. 16-11.
5 points, Bar Eve's biggest third set lead. These teams tied at one all.
Blickenstaff has that one blocked back. That is...
That's not... He called that two hits.
On what planet is that two hits?
Pioneer's gonna...
Yo, it's one, Mike.
Go back to serve as Alexis Robinson, the sophomore. Ballingy, Kara Hughes. Ballingy, how about a
Where's
lift?
Where's a lift?
No lift. So Bar Eve wanting lift. We saw lift.
That one blocked back. Haley Raber's going to pop one to the back row.
Bar Eve battling here.
And Nikhil's going to find a spot. That's two!
Haley Kripe, the freshman, finds a hole in the Bar Eve defense. This lead trimmed to three. Lady Vikes 16, Pioneer 13. Thompson, Hughes, Haley Raber, good night.
17-13 Vikings.
The freshman not playing like one.
Ballingy back to serve.
4 point lead for Bar Eve as Ballingy heads to the back.
Dug out. Pioneer going to have to send a roll shot over. And off the tape, Hannah Graber, 17-14.
Hannah Graber had an opportunity there, but couldn't get it over the net.
Blickenstaff back to serve.
Bari by three, 17-14. Handled by Ballingy to Hughes.
And Ainsco goes off the block, 18-14.
Ainsco from the middle. Big side out point there for Bar Eve. Hannah Graber looking to add to this 4 point lead.
Serve is good. Good pass by Pioneer. Tapped over. And Hannah Graber going to try to send one to the back row. Now pop shot. Going to get down for a kill. 18-15.
Excellent play by Cammie Stewart of Pioneer to save that Hannah Graber placement.
18-15 Vikings.
Good idea, but it didn't work out. Now serving is Mackenzie Walker.
Short serve passed up by Thompson. Dug out. And a roll spike going to be sent over. Graber. That one goes off the dig. Now Bar Eve going to have a shot at it. Ballingy from the back row. Out. 18-16.
Just about 6 inches deep there. Hesitation by the line official, but she got it right. Feel like Bar Eve's not benefited twice on calls, and they need to slow this roll here of Pioneer.
Ainsco going to go off the block that time. 19-16. Kaylin Wagler in to serve.
getting closer to crunch time here as set three hangs in the battle. 19-16 Lady Vikes.
Good deep one that time, and it's going to be returned. Are you going to get a chance at it? Sarah Graber blocked back and out. 19-17.
Pioneer within inches of giving up an ace, and they managed to get it over, and Barrie can't take advantage. Libero glides back to serve. And it was a wicked one.
And Ainsco going to go off the block that time. Pioneer with a chance at it. Down and good. 19-18. Vikings by a point. Sarah Graber that time, dug out, popped over. And that one going to be tapped down by Ainsco. Lift 20-18. Ainsco back to serve.
Lady Vikes by two. Pioneer showing some strong defense.
And that one blocked back by Barrie, 21-18.
We're going to have a timeout here, Coach DeCourcy. Coach Nice wants a TO. We'll take one. The JJ's Concrete scoreboard set three. It's Barrie 21, Pioneer 18, back in 60 seconds.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
Brighten up your day with Chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for.
From food to fuel, Chuckles has you covered. Fast, clean, and easy. Your Chuckles store may look new, but we've been helping folks get on their way for over 40 years. We work hard every day to put a smile on your face with 100% guaranteed fuel and clean stores. Visit your neighborhood Chuckles today.
You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles convenience stores.
Back at Worthen Arena, Muncie, Indiana, 21-18 Vikings here in set three, Johnny.
That last point there, courtesy of Michaela Graber, middle blocker, and Anna Ballingy. As they helped take the lead up to three. It's been as big as five this set, but a little breathing room as Ainsco serves again.
And kill attempt going to be sent back. Ballingy now going to go off the block. Dug out, however.
Dug out by Glites.
And a kill attempt going to be sent back. Now Pioneer with another chance. And that one's going to go off the block and out of bounds. 21-19.
Kenzie Campbell will serve. Lady Vikes need a proverbial side out here. Lead by two.
And that's going to be an ace, 21-20.
Seven aces. Pass from Ainsco was not where it needed to be.
And we've got some type of stoppage of play. Vikings still by a point. Murray needs a good pass and a good swing right here, Johnny.
That's like a...
And they are calling it.
Holy cow, what is going on?
They are going to take a point away here.
Explain it.
I don't know.
Well, we're in dead air because we're unsure what's going on.
So what is the score? That is the biggest thing.
21-20. Barrie. No point came off the board.
Ballingy going to have to tap one over. Pioneer going to go off the block. Hannah Graber going to send one deep off the push. And that one going to be saved by J.C. Thompson. Now Barrie just going to have to bump one over. Pioneer now with a chance to swing at it. Blocked back. And Hannah Graber into the net. And we're tied at 21.
Timeout, Barrie. That 21-18 lead evaporated now as Pioneer forces Coach Amber DeCourcy to take a timeout. It's 21 all on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard. We'll take 1-2 back in 60 seconds.
Teamwork, fundamentals, and leadership. At Dr. Lana Helms Orthodontics, they know this is the winning formula to get the best results. Call 812-254-4500 or visit lanahelms.com to schedule your free consultation on creating a beautiful, healthy smile. From the Dr. Lana Helms Orthodontics team to yours, congratulations to the Barrie Lady Vikings volleyball team on a great season, and good luck at state on Saturday.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Back at Worthen Arena, 21 all, Johnny.
Pioneers on serve here as they have erased several 3 and 4 point leads. Barrie has had opportunities to push, but it's all tied up here. A race to 25 by 2. Mackenzie Campbell serving.
Good pass by Ainsco. Ballingy going to be blocked back for just a second. Ballingy, another shot at it. Blocked back and out. 22-21 Vikings.
Big swing by Ballingy, and that block's too strong. Sarah Graber, the freshman, with a one-point lead. Lady Vikes haven't had an ace in a while.
That one going to be passed up and sent back. And God, into the net. The Vikings just cannot pass the ball.
They cannot. That was an easy ball for Barrie to pass and shank off the setter. So 22 all here. Landis to serve. Handled by Ainsco. Kara Hughes the set. Michaela Graber is going to have to just push it back over.
And it's sent long by Pioneer. 23-22.
Huge break for the Lady Vikes. Blickenstaff's shot was a couple of feet deep. J.C. Thompson with a one-point lead. 23-22. Late in set three. Barrie student body rocking these red plastic bleachers.
Pass by Pioneer. And that one going to be blocked back and down Barrie.
Hannah Graber. We'll say Hannah Graber was on that block. Ballingy was there as well. Timeout Pioneer. Set point now for Barrie. We're going to stay here, Coach DeCourcy, as we have had one set go all Barrie's way. The next set, set two, was all Pioneer, and here we are with the Lady Vikes at 24-22. J.C. Thompson serving. Coach DeCourcy a point away from going up 2-1, but it just seems like the Lady Vikes have struggled with their communication out there, and it's allowed Pioneer to stay in this set.
Well, it's something that, you know, there's still time to clean it up, obviously, but the biggest thing right here is you want a good serve. And then you got to go back and you got to play defense.
The Pioneer out of timeouts. Barrie with one left. It was 21 all. Barrie's pushed to 24-22. Set point in number three here. J.C. Thompson, the sophomore. It's a good one.
And it's going to be an ace. On the J.J.'s concrete scoreboard, Vikings make two big plays late. And they win it 25-22. Set four coming up after this three-minute timeout.
Jones & Sons congratulates the Barrieve Lady Vikings on their volleyball regional victory and wishes you the best of luck in the remaining tournament game. Jones & Sons is your hometown concrete provider, serving the area for over 45 years. Jones & Sons prides themselves with the quality of concrete they bring to a job and the customer service you'll find in their Terre Haute, Vincennes, or Washington retail location. Check out Jones & Sons' wide variety of products and services online at jonesandsons.com.
Your financial security deserves the professional attention of a full-time financial advisor. This is Sarah Browning with Edward Jones at 310 Southeast 21st Street in Washington. If you want investment information and service that's tailored specifically to your needs, put our years of experience to work for you. At Edward Jones, we offer stocks, corporate bonds, government bonds, and tax-advantaged investments. Give me a call at 254-3739. Let's help make your money work harder starting today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
It starts with a promise to support and defend, no matter the cost, our nation, our freedoms, and our way of life. At Bill Dobson Ford, we would like to send out a special thank you to all our military, veterans, and first responders. Now through November the 12th, we are offering you an additional $750 in savings on top of the rebates from Ford. To those who put service above self, we owe you a debt that can never be repaid. So from all of us at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington, thank you.
When it comes to taking care of your family, Williams Brothers Healthcare Pharmacy is your go-to source for all health-related needs. Williams Brothers provides everything. Prescription medications with pickup or personal delivery, text alerts to mobile apps, and a free vitamin club for kids. For home health care, they offer Safe Home Solutions, a product line allowing you to stay safe and independent in your home. Stop in to Williams Brothers today. They've been focused on your health since 1899.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
First Federal Savings Bank of Washington is the only locally owned and locally managed bank in Daviess County. Every day, banks touch every corner of our lives. First Federal Savings Bank supports you as they turn life's goals into accomplishments. Goals like going to college, opening a small business, buying a home, or buying a car. Let First Federal Savings Bank of Washington take care of your banking needs with their personalized service at their Washington location. And good luck to the Barrieve volleyball team in the tournament. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
At the Villas, your health and well-being is our priority. Your villa provides all the privacy you may want, yet is a part of a large senior living campus. Our services ensure that your lifestyle is as active and independent as you desire and always accompanied by peace of mind. Hi, this is Toni Mathewson. Give us a call today at 812-254-3800 to set up your personal tour of our beautiful villas at the Villages of Oak Ridge. Good luck to the Barrieve volleyball team in the tourney.
Back at Worthen Arena, Muncie, Indiana. Set number four, Vikings up two sets to one, courtesy of that 25-22 winner in set three, Johnny.
Yeah, and it ended with the J.C. Thompson ace, just what the coach over here on the radio ordered.
So first serve is up. Ballingy going to have a shot at it, and it goes long. 1-0 Pioneer.
Doing the serving for Pioneer is Mackenzie Campbell.
Another good serve. Ballingy going to go off the high hands that time. We're tied at one.
Ballingy now with 18 kills. Nine of those coming in set one.
Sarah Graber back to serve. And That one going to be blocked back for a point. Michaela Graber in a Ballinger. 2-1.
Sarah Graber continues to serve.
Good pass by Pioneer. Blocked, however. Ballinger going to throw that one. Dug out by Pioneer. And that one blocked back. Barry gets another one.
Hannah Graber this time.
And Michaela Graber.
Michaela in on it as well. Graber.
3-1.
Barry showing some life here early.
Barive. Anna Ballinger just going to have to send a roll shot over. And that one, kill off the block, is good. 3-2. And that was Alexis Robinson.
Robinson, just 2 kills. She's their leading hitter.
And Kara Hughes, bad pass, overset, and we're tied at 3. And service error that time.
Just 2.
4-3.
Pretty stingy are the Lady Panthers with their serving. 4-3, Bar Eve. They lead 2-1 here at Worthen Arena. Class A state title on the line.
J.C. Thompson, her serve is good. And Blickenstaff, no, that's not going to be Blickenstaff. That is Olivia Brooke off the block for 4-4. That serve and another communication error by Barree, 5-4, and it's an ace.
8 aces, and that one wasn't a difficult one, but when you land it, let it land in between you, nothing good can happen.
And that one probably was headed out. Haley Raber going to go off the block, going to make it academic anyway. We're tied at 5. Ballinger back to serve.
Haley Raber with her 7th kill.
Ballinger. Pioneer with another chance at it. Roll spike. Kara Hughes. Raber. Going to be dug out by Pioneer. That one a one-hand dig by Thompson. Going to be played up. And Barreve going to have a chance here, but Pioneer running offense. That one tipped over. Now Barreve just going to have to pop one back. Or you're going to have to make a defensive play right here. And they do. Shot sails wide, 6-5, Vikings.
Pioneer hitting air. Ballinger. Heater.
And Blickenstaff going to send it over. Here comes Haley Raber, blocked back that time. Raber. That one going to be blocked down by Addison Ainsco, 7-5.
Size matters. Ainsco with the length picks up that point.
Anna. Good serve that time. And I'm going to send a pop shot over. Barry going to have another chance at it. Ainsco going to go off the block. And that one going to be tapped over. And that one going to be thrown that time by Ainsco. Barry now with another chance.
Nice dig by Hughes.
Haley Raber sent long. 7-6.
That one way long. Reef 7-6, Blickenstaff, their 5'10 sophomore, serving.
Pass by Ballinger, and Ainsco goes off the block that time, over and back and out, 8-6 Vikings.
Ainsco now with 8 kills.
Hannah Graber back to serve. Pass by the Panthers. And that one going to be a lift on Bar Reeve on the attack. 8-7. Walker in to serve for Pioneer. It's a good one. Ainsco outside attack, got it off the block, 9-7.
That was an excellent set. Ainsco doing her part here in set four.
Kaylin Wagler in to serve.
A lot of back and forth, side out action here, rally scoring. Get one each time, Kaylin Wagler.
That one's a short one. And roll shot off the block and good again, 9-8.
I suppose I haven't talked much about Haley Kripe. She's a freshman, and the board shows she's got 17 kills. She hasn't played in a whole lot of matches this year.
Ainsco off the block and out, 10-8 Vikings.
Ainsco in double figures. She's having a game.
Addison back to serve, 10-8 Vikings. That's a good one. Going to have to be sent over as a roll spike. Here comes Anna Ballingy off the block. And kill is in and good by Pioneer, 10-9.
Back and forth we go. We'll be a TV timeout at 13. Campbell to serve. Nice pass by Ainsco. Set by Haley.
Ballingy, good swing. And going to lead to an error on the other side by Pioneer, 11-9.
Kenzie Walker. Couldn't get that one over. Bar Reeve up 2-1. Sarah Graber on serve.
The pass by Pioneer. That one off the block and good. 11-10. Landis back to serve for Pioneer. Good pass. Here comes Ballingy. That one goes off the block. Robinson ties it. 11-all.
11-all here. These teams, two Class A heavyweights, trading blows, and it's even at 11-all. Bar Reeve up 2-1.
Good serve that time. Ballingy goes out of the middle. Kill is good, 12-11.
Kill 19.
Tracy Thompson back to serve. JC behind the service line. Going to be sent up. And Pioneer is going to have to send it over, and they have a communication error, and it's out. 13-11, and that's going to send us to the TV timeout. Halfway through set four on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, Bar Reeve 13, Pioneer 11. Back to Muncie after this one-minute timeout.
Helena Agra Enterprises is proud to support Daviess County farmers and our local athletes. Crop health and crop safety is a top priority for Helena Agra Enterprises as we work with area farmers to maximize your yields in a cost-effective way. From the latest product advancements to the experienced staff we have on hand to answer your questions one-on-one, put Helena Agra Enterprises to work for you on the farm. Helena Agra Enterprises in Montgomery,
is a proud supporter of the Bar-E Vikings. JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Odin Kettleberg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Odin Kettleberg Road next to Graber Post.
Back at Muncie, 13-11 here in set four, Johnny.
Yeah, coming off a TV timeout, J.C. Thompson will have the serve. Lady Vikes have been content to go point to point. Sure, it would be beneficial for the Lady Vikes to take advantage of Ballingy up front as she has a match-high 19 kills. As we wait for the IHSA TV broadcast to come back here. This one-minute timeout turned into two. 13-11 on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard.
Thompson behind the service line. Serve is good. And roll shot, kill is good again by Pioneer, 13-12.
Olivia Brooke now, six kills. Doesn't swing hard, but she finds enough to get it by the block.
Robinson back to serve. Pass by Thompson. Ballingy got it, 14-12.
Make it an even 20 as Ballingy's going to head to the back to serve.
So 14-12 Vikings. Anna. And had a ball roll out on the floor.
There are two balls out here as they're trying to keep the pace of play up. And that one got loose.
So Ballingy with it again. Pass by Pioneer. And off the block again is Blickenstaff, 14-13.
Eddie Vikes need to find a way to tighten an inch or two on that net and see if they can't get a few blocks to go down. Blickenstaff serving.
And Bari just going to have to send a roll shot over, and J.C. Thompson gets it to go off the block, 15-13.
That's Thompson's first kill of the day, Coach.
Anna Graber back to serve.
The libero leads the team in digs, and in that case, she finds space for a point.
That one going to be sent over. Haley Raber going to get a swing at it. Got it to go. 16-13.
Well, Pioneer was in the net there. We haven't had it. Have we had a net call?
I don't believe so.
Pioneer was in the net. There was no call. Got some fingers tied up there in the netting. But nonetheless, it's Haley Raber on the kill.
A good serve by Hannah. Kill attempt dug out by Thompson. Ballingy, back row, long. 16-14.
A little surprised to see that set go to the back.
So 16-14.
Walker to serve. Lady Vikes by two. They lead two sets to one.
And good serve. And Bari just going to have to tip this one over. Have to make a play on defense, and they can't. 16-15.
Coach DeCourcy shouting out instructions like, scoot up.
16-15. Good deep serve that time. Bari just going to have to send a free ball over. And kills in and good. We're tied at 16.
That's the freshman Kripe. She has emerged out of nowhere. If you look at the stats, 18 kills.
Come on, Past that time, here comes Ainscoe. And they're going to call it out. Pioneer takes the lead. Timeout, Barrie. On the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, Pioneer 17, Barrie 16. Back to Muncie after this one-minute timeout.
Now with fast fiber on ramps to the internet from RTC Communications, you can get online faster than ever. With RTC Communications, you get fast upload and download, streaming movies with virtually no buffering, and no data caps. The simple translation, quality, reliable internet service you can always count on. Call RTC Communications at 812-486-3211 and get your own fast IntelliSense speed internet on ramp today.
Kingdom Air is your local Amana dealer and has been serving our community since 1990. Kingdom Air and Amana want you to be comfortable. Kingdom Air and Amana are happy to support the Barrie volleyball team. Good luck, ladies, in the tournament. Go number two. Call Kingdom Air today at 812-486-3840. And remember, Amana lasts and lasts and lasts.
Back to Muncie's Worthen Arena, where Coach Amber DeCourcy was forced to call her first time out of set four. Pioneers on a four-zip run here to go back in front 17-16. The Lady Vikes were just ahead 16-13, so they lead two sets to one, but it's Pioneer on serve. Mackenzie Walker, the Lady Panthers, now in front for the first time this set. 17-16, Pioneer.
And Sarah Graber going to get the swing, and it's going to go off the block and down. So we're back tied at 17.
Timely kill by Sarah Graber, her third. She'll knot it back up as Kaylin Wagler enters to serve.
Missed serve.
Five service errors. That one hit the top of the tape and took a Pioneer rollback. 18-17, Lady Panthers. That serve handled by Thompson. Hannah. Ainscoe dug up. Saved by Ballingy. Hannah Graber's going to push it. Roll spike from Alexis Robinson. Lady Panthers now lead by two, 19-17. Lady Vikes falling asleep here late. Dug up by Thompson. Pioneer on the attack. Ballingy. Hannah Graber. Sarah Graber with a swing. Scooped up by Pioneer. Dug up by Ballingy. Sarah Graber, free ball. Hannah Graber. Pioneer on the attack. Saved by Hannah Graber. 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 Thompson. Hannah Graber. Sarah Graber. Lift. Not called. Hannah Graber. Michaela Graber. Sarah Graber. Excellent point here. Pioneer. Lift. Mike Zare calls the lift. I saw it. Mike DeCourcy saw it. Pioneer coach or fans didn't. She threw it up as she was backpedaling, and that minute and 27 on that point, Coach DeCourcy, and it's going to go to Barrie. That was quite the rally as Pioneer's captain is discussing the call was there, but he's not going to overturn it.
Haynes go back to serve.
Pioneer. Chorus of boos rang down on the lift.
And an ace by Ainsco, and we're tied at 19.
Timeout, Pioneer.
We'll take 1-2, set 4. Pioneer and Barrie tied at 19 all. Back to Muncie and Worthy Arena after this 1 minute timeout.
The Landmark Surveying Company in Washington is proud to offer professional service in the field with land surveyors and consultants performing boundary surveys, land title surveys, surveyor location reports, subdivision design, site planning, general land consulting, and more. Give Dennis or Darren a call to set up an appointment for your surveying estimate at 257-0950. The Landmark Surveying Company, 15 Northeast 3rd Street in Washington. Call 257-0950.
The Montgomery Ruiton Club is proud to be a part of Montgomery and Daviess County. The Ruiton Club and all its members are proud supporters of the Barrie Vikings. Important dates to remember are always available on the new and improved website. Just visit www.montgomeryruitonclub.com for events at the park, campground information, and dates for the upcoming Turkey Trot Festival. The Montgomery Ruiton Club is proud to back the Barrie Vikings. Sail on, Mighty Vikings, from the members and board of directors of the Montgomery Brewerton Club.
Back to Worthen Arena, where Barrie has come back to tie it at 19 as we race to set 4. The Lady Vikes up 2-1. Addison Ainsco on serve. Pioneer forced to take a timeout. And it's Ainsco serving a long one. So she follows her ace with an error. Lady Vikes have 6 of each. And it's the Lady Panthers by a point now, 20-19. Serving is Campbell. Ainsco, Hannah Graber, Anna Ballingy, Pioneer off the block. Block, Thompson, Ballingy. Block, saved by Ainsco. And a double hit called by Kara Hughes. 21-19 Pioneer. Timeout, Barrie. We're going to take a timeout. Back in 60 seconds, 21-19 Pioneer.
Hi, this is Rita at Thompson Insurance. Thompson Insurance has been serving this community since 1963. We promise to work hard to get you the best insurance value for your dollar. Call us today at 812-254-1987 and let one of our knowledgeable agents help you with your insurance needs. Auto Owners Insurance Company offers a paid in full discount when your premiums are paid in full. Thompson Insurance on Main Street in Washington, treating you the way we would want to be treated.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
Back to Worthen Arena. Pioneer with a 2-point lead. Ballingy down with a kill as Barrie gets the much needed side out. They trail by 1, 21-20. Ballingy with 21 kills. Set 4 here. Sarah Graber to serve. It's a low one. Pioneer handles it. Blickenstaff handled by Ballingy. Ballingy out of bounds. Bad set. Ballingy had to use her left hand to push it. And she couldn't get it in. 22-20 Pioneer. Lady Panthers by 2. Race to 25. McKenna Landis back to serve. Barrie needs another side out here to avoid going down by 3. Going to Ballingy.
Wow.
Let's just describe that. Ballingy swung. The ball was blocked legally. The block hit Ballingy on top of the head. The ball hit Ballingy's head and literally went back over the net and found the hardwood. Ballingy gets a kill via the dome. It's 22-21 Pioneer. J.C. Thompson serving. Pioneer gets a break back as a free ball falls in on Bar Eve's side. 23-21 now. Robinson, a lot of nerves here seemingly as neither team can gain control. Pioneer by two. Robinson the serve. Thompson, Ballingy, chased down by Pioneer. Free ball, handled by Haley Raber, set by Kara Hughes. Haley Raber, a chance for Ballingy at the net to get the stuff. Free ball gave Ballingy a chance to send it down. 23-22 Pioneer. Ballingy now in the back row serving. Lady Vikes trying to tie this game up. They trail by one. Ballingy serve handled. Blickenstaff. Kill looked like it was going to be long. Bari's going to have to use a free ball. Pioneer dug up by Ballingy. Kara Hughes. Haley Graber. It hit the net and went out. There was no block as Coach DeCourcy wondering why the set went that direction. Set point Pioneer. They have two set points. Blickenstaff serving up 24-22. Hannah Graber to Haley Raber, and Haley Raber with a clutch kill. Eliminates one set point. Be a nice time for Hannah Graber to find a hole. She's going to do the serving down one. 24-23. A set point for Pioneer. Barreve up 2-1. Deep in set four. Hannah Graber to serve. It's a long floater. And air by the freshman Haley Kripe has allowed Barreve to tie the score at 24-all. So the Barreve stave off two set points. Hannah Graber, another deep floater. Chance for Haley Raber. Off the net. Played by Pioneer. Free ball, handled by Thompson. Hannah Graber, Ainsco, good night. 25-24 Barreve. We are looking at a championship point when we come back. Actually, we're going to stay here. Why come back when there's a minute 20 between Barreve serving at 25-24 championship point? The Lady Vikes are talking strategy. Pioneer took that timeout. Pioneer led 24-22. Barreve's Haley Raber got it to 24-23 with a timely kill. An error by Pioneer's Haley Kripe allowed Barreve to tie it up. And it was a Hannah Graber serve at 24-all that was good for a point in 25-24 Barreve lead. Lady Vikes fans behind us chant Barreve. Pioneer in their first state finals here in volleyball. These Lady Vikes a point away from a state title. Nothing is a given. We talked about it before the game. If you're here, you might as well win it. And I sit next to Coach Mike DeCourcy. He looks on at his wife, Coach Amber DeCourcy. We look on at sophomore Hannah Graber. Her serve is short. Handled by Pioneer. Ballingy digs it up. Ainsco. It's over! The Lady Vikings are your 1A state champions! Ainsco finds a way! Coach DeCourcy with a beautiful hug. Headed to the hardwood. Going over to see his wife. The Lady Vikes shaking hands with Pioneer, the sophomores, the freshmen, the juniors, the two seniors, the leaders. They have accomplished a state championship here for Montgomery, Indiana. The Lady Vikes take set 4, 26-24. Mike DeCourcy. Hugging the entire team. It is a group hug. The Lady Vikes are just feel like stunned more than anything, but it was an Addison Ainsco short set ball that she found in the right corner. It was an unbelievable performance for these Lady Vikings. And the celebration here at Worthen Arena continues as Bar Reeve, state champions in Class 1A again. Mr. Jeffrey Doyle, the principal at Bar Reeve, also an IHSA board member, looks on, giving the coach a big hug. Mr. Doyle, Aaron Ash, athletic director, he's been on a few of these state championship rides himself. A huge double fist from Mike DeCourcy, the Bar Reeve Nation, and once again a state champion. The Lady Vikes, 25-13, 13-25, 25-22, 26-24. Lady Vikings saluting their fans.
How did that just happen?
Well, I knew you were awake for the last 5 or 6 points, but we couldn't hear you, Coach DeCourcy, and we understand completely why. It was it was quite the comeback there in the late stages as Pioneer Coach DeCourcy had two set points to take it to a fifth and deciding, but it was Bar Reeve that would not be denied. They come up with the last four. Mike and Amber giving each other a hug. Coach DeCourcy wants Coach DeCourcy, congratulations. First of all, I know you want to send I think you need to send your husband out to look for Dacey.
I think
because
so.
You want Dacey down here on the floor with you. Coach, talk about the elation of a state championship here today at Muncie.
Oh, my gosh. You talk about playing a team that was identical to us. And their coach said the same thing. When we were breaking down film all week, it was like, oh, my God, we're playing us. They're very, very good, very good ball control, very good blocking and defense, and we had to scrap to the end.
Well, what you did was you staved off two set points there in set four. It was 24-22 Pioneer. Talk about the resiliency of your young Lady Vikings team.
You know, in that timeout, we just told them, hey, we have not practiced all year, and the competition that we played with our schedule to lose our composure at this point. So I was just so proud of the girls, how they just kept their composure.
Sure, and as we listen for the IHSA presentation of the Mental Attitude Award here, talk about the two seniors that may not see the floor but are a huge part of this program in Marissa Helms and Hunter Emmons.
I can't say enough good things about Marissa and Hunter. You know, two seniors that knew their role, accepted their role, and have been total team players and just awesome support cast for this group.
You know, it's not just anywhere where the seniors will accept those roles, but, you know, the talent that you have in the lower levels, the sophomore class, the freshmen who come in, of course, you know what this means, and I know you don't want to think about it now, but it means you're headed back to 2A with this state championship, Coach.
And I am aware of that, yes.
I don't want to bring up a sour subject, but on the other hand, we talked in the pregame about the fact that you did defeat Christian Academy, a 2A state finalist, and Northview, a 3A state finalist. The schedule that you put together prepared you for this moment, and I'm sure you can't appreciate how much effort that goes into it with your coaching staff and your players.
It's just tremendous, and it's a testament to my coaching staff, not only this year, but, you know, my entire 19 years. And, you know, the girls, all the girls who ever went through this program, if you're listening, I love you all. The last 19 years, you know, everyone is a part of this with us today.
It's indeed a wonderful program that continues at Barrie. Congratulations, Coach. Haley Glites, the Mental Attitude Award winner.
Awesome.
For Pioneer. They put up a great fight in 30-10. You win 34-5. And how about the celebration later on this evening?
Oh, my gosh. I'm just trying to wrap around my head what's going on right now. So.
Sure. Well, congrats, Coach.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much.
Thank you. That was Amber DeCourcy, the Bar Reeve head coach, celebrating her second state championship at Bar Reeve. You heard her mention for all those players who have been with her, that played before her, all these Lady Vikes who have poured so much into the program. Obviously, she's proud to be a Lady Viking herself, and her coaching staff. She always humble in her victories, credits the coaching staff, the players, the program, and we can talk about the administration as well that supports Bar Reeve Athletics. Haley Glites, again, the Class 1A Mental Attitude Award winner, as Pioneer will accept the state runner-up trophy in just a few minutes. The Lady Vikes in white look on here as they will wait for Pioneer to receive their state runner-up medals before they can claim the blue ones. We're going to take a 2-minute break here at Worthen Arena. The Lady Vikings are your Class 1A state champions. You're listening to General 95.9 FM, the new 101.3 AM 1580. Back in 2 minutes to Muncie, Worthen Arena.
Brighten up your day with chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for. Fast and easy, no delays. We'll get you on your way. Pick it up. Fill her up at Chuckles.
We go that extra mile.
Pick it up.
Fill her up at Chuckles.
You're gonna like our style. Chuckles convenience store.
The Vikings are working hard to achieve their dreams and goals. You dream of someday enjoying a relaxing retirement? Saving now affects the lifestyle you'll be able to have in the future. This is Alex Knepp, your local financial advisor with German American. I specialize in developing plans to help you meet your dreams and goals. Invest with the name you know and trust. Call today at 254-5909 or stop by and see me in Washington or Ligoti. And good luck to all Viking teams.
Blake Wagler Funeral Home is dedicated to making your public, private, religious, secular, or fraternal ceremony as memorable as possible. Ceremonies are a special time for family and friends to pay tribute and say goodbye. Let Blake Wagler Funeral Home guide you as to which options are correct and the most affordable. Call the Blake Wagler Funeral Home at 812-486-2699 to discuss your pre-planned funeral arrangement. Remember that your prepaid funeral contract can be transferred to any funeral home. Blake Wagler Funeral Home in Montgomery. Every life has a story. A proud supporter of Bar Reeve Sports.
Jones & Sons congratulates the Bar Reeve Lady Vikings on their volleyball regional victory and wishes you the best of luck in the remaining tournament games. Jones & Sons is your hometown concrete provider, serving the area for over 45 years. Jones & Sons prides themselves with the quality of concrete they bring to a job and the customer service you'll find in their Terre Haute, Vincennes, or Washington retail location. Check out Jones & Sons' wide variety of products and services online at jonesandsons.com.
Back to Muncie's Worthen Arena, where Bar Reeve's Lady Vikings once again have captured the Class 1A Volleyball State Championship in four sets. The fourth one a dandy. The Lady Vikes win 25-13, 13-25, 25-22, and stave off two set points to come back and win the fourth and final set 26-24. Tremendous volleyball match as the Lady Panthers from Pioneer, in their first appearance in the state finals, accept their runner-up medals and the runner-up trophy. Meanwhile, the Lady Vikes survive a nearly two-hour match as it looked like it was possibly heading to five sets with Bar Reeve down 24-22. But the resiliency, the tenacity, the toughness. Coach Amber DeCourcy there in post-game interview We are in the Alex Knepp, Sherman American Investments post-game, by the way. Thank you, Alex, for your support of Bar Eve Athletics and Bar Eve Volleyball. Coach DeCourcy referenced the fact that she told her girls, we didn't practice this hard for this long to give up, to not come here and win it. If you're here, you might as well win it. And the Lady Vikes did just that, as the fan base here behind me recognizes freshman Sarah Graber and freshman Haley Raber. Sarah Graber with 3 kills, Haley Raber with 9 kills. Sophomore Addison Ainsco was huge today with 12 kills. She had 13 digs. Anna Ballingy, always awesome, 23 kills, 17 digs. Bryn Corbin, a sophomore. Hannah Graber, the last couple of serves to finish the deal there. The sophomore was really good. Michaela Graber at the net. J.C. Thompson, the sophomore libero, first year at Bar Eve, fits right in. The best defender out there on the floor, Kara Hughes, junior leader and captain. Battled an injury to her hand, and she's a state champion. Alexis Traylor, Kaylin Wagler, a couple of juniors. Two juniors here on this, three juniors on this Bar Eve roster, and then two seniors, Hunter Emmons and Marissa Helms. State champs for Bar Eve. Coach DeCourcy talked about the leadership of the two seniors accepting their roles. Didn't play a whole lot this year, but they're state champions just like the rest of them. Assistant coaches, Dana Tao Jones, Hollywood, Mike James, Jenna Knepp, Remington, Wagler, Graber. Jenna, a state champion, Remington, a state runner-up, and two-time state champion head coach Amber DeCourcy getting her blue medal. Aaron Ash, Jeff Doyle, and Travis Madison, the superintendent at Bar Eve. Those three administrators have spent a lot of time coaching and administrating, big supporters of Bar Eve Volleyball. And state championship trophies going to Montgomery, Indiana. Kara Hughes, Anna Ballingy, Hunter Emmons, Marissa Helms, Hannah Graber hold the state championship trophy. And, folks, it's not a light one. It's a large piece of hardware. And these Lady Vikes deserve it as they pose for some pictures and have fun on the platform. 2018 state champs, Christian Academy in North Judson will be featured in the 2A state championship. Coach DeCourcy certainly didn't want to hear it, but it is what it is. The Lady Vikes, by winning the state championship, do move into Class 2A, and that's a long time from now, but it's next season, as it is a two-year cycle. Whenever you claim 6 points, those points came two via the regional title by last year's group, 4 points for a state title at 6. These freshmen and sophomores and juniors will be playing 2A volleyball next year in the South. They've already spent a couple of years in 2A back in 15-16, and it is what it is. Win a state title, accumulate the points, move up a class. Perhaps it prevents dynasties. In Bar Eve's case, they could become a 2A dynasty as all the starters return next year for Coach Amber DeCourcy. Pioneer, meanwhile, will graduate 7 really, really good seniors. They had an opportunity to take it to set 5, couldn't quite get there. And they will graduate a majority of their players. They will remain in Class 1A, or they will have to continue to face off with Lafayette Catholic up north in the semi-state, should they get there. Bar Eve will have a party back in Montgomery later on this evening. We don't have any details, but you can bet it will be a big one. The Davis County School has now claimed 4 total state titles, counting Connor Sorrells' individual state cross-country championship. the Lady Vikes 2013 and 2018 volleyball champions, and of course the boys basketball team of 2014-15, the first boys basketball state champ at Bar Reeve. So the Lady Vikes holding the hardware high above their heads, the media moving in. We'll take a look at the statistics here as Coach Mike DeCourcy and family, not just little Dacey, the kindergartner, but Amber and Mike's son Dane and daughter Dylan, Dylan, an eighth grader, will be a part of this Bar Reeve high school program next year when she's a freshman. Dane, a sixth grader at Bar Reeve, and those three children have a lot to be proud of in their mommy and daddy. Final statistics here as we continue with our Alex Knepp German American Investments postgame show. We'll take a look at Pioneer. They were led by Alexis Robinson, who finished with 13 kills. Madison Blickenstaff, the sophomore, had 9, and the freshman Haley Kripe had 8. So Pioneer will return several good swingers, but they will graduate 7. 32 assists from senior McKenna Landis. Pioneers had just 2 serving errors in 4 sets, and they were really aggressive serving. And the Digs, Haley Gleitz, in the top 5 in the state regardless of class. She had 31 digs today, nearly 700 on the year. She did a tremendous job on defense. The Bar Reeve statistics, no surprise that the sophomore Anna Ballingy led the way. She had a day with 23 kills against 8 errors, 67 total attacks, nearly 24 kills for the sophomore swinger. Her classmate right behind her, and especially late, including on championship point, Addison Ainsco, 12 kills, 2 errors, 30 attempts. That goes for a .333 hitting percentage. Really strong day for Addie Ainsco. The freshman Haley Raber had 9 kills. Hannah Graber 5, Sarah Graber 3, and JC Thompson chipped in 2. The setting, several folks out there can set. Kara Hughes, the junior, 18. Hannah Graber, 17. Sarah Graber, the freshman, 10. So 3 girls in double figures on sets. Lady Vikes had 6 serving errors, 7 aces. 4 of those aces, folks, came from Addie Ainsco. She was really good from behind the line. The dig leader, as always, J.C. Thompson, 30 of them. Anna Ballingy supplied 17. And Hannah Graber and Addie Ainsco with 13 each, as the defense for Bar Reeve was really good. Outside of set 2, Bar Reeve looked like a state champion. Of course, Pioneer, no slouch at 30-10. A mirror image, as Coach Amber DeCourcy mentioned. Pioneer, state runner-up, Bar Reeve, state champion. Couple of blocks. Give a couple to Anna Ballingy, couple to Hannah Graber. Block assist, Michaela Graber was 6, actually. Sarah Graber even had a couple. 14 total block assists for Bar Reeve up at the net. Pioneer with just 8, so not a dominating performance, but nobody's going to complain about a state title. And you could say Bar Reeve dominated in set 1. They took it 25-13. Pioneer bounced right back, won set 2, 25-13. It was a tight set 3 back and forth. Bar Reeve had enough to finish set 3, 25-22. Pioneer with 2 set points to take it to a 5th. They could not close as Addie Ainsco, with championship point, finds the ball inside the line. It was good. The Lady Vikes celebrated. State championship headed back to Montgomery. Amber DeCourcy second. Bar Reeves fourth state championship overall. It's been a pleasure. Mike DeCourcy is a busy man as he not only handles most of these radio responsibilities, and it's a good thing because I'm not sure I could get everything plugged in right, but he is a coach himself. Basketball season has started for the junior high coach. Most importantly, he's a dad and a husband to Amber, and he lives and breathes it, eats it just like she does. He was mostly calm and was the first one on the floor to give his wife a hug as Mike and Amber DeCourcy celebrate together Bar Eve State Championship. We've had outstanding help from all those back at the station. We are very appreciative of the Bar Eve sponsorships that allow DLC Media to cover Bar Eve Volleyball and all of Bar Eve sports. Happy to be friends with Coach DeCourcy. It's John Mullen here. It's been a pleasure. I'm headed back to Bloomington, Indiana to coach a little basketball. Meanwhile, the Lady Vikes will celebrate another state title. Back at Cavanaugh Court later this evening, they are your state champions in Class 1A. 25-13, 13-25, 25-22, 26-24, a four-set thriller. It's been a good day if you're a Viking. I'm John Mullen. Have a good afternoon, folks. Thanks for listening.
Bar Reeve. Vikings. This concludes coverage of Bar Reeve Sports on Four Star Country, The General, 95.9 FM, The New 101.3 FM, 1580 AM WAMW Washington, and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. Coverage of this sports broadcast sponsored by the A&R Home Center, Bill Dobson Ford, the Blake and Wagler Funeral Home, Chuckles, German American Investments, Helena Agra Enterprises, JJ's Concrete and Construction, Montgomery Medical, the Montgomery Ruritan Club, the Odin Pharmacy and Prescription Shop, RTC Communications, the Stop and See, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, Washington Edward Jones Advisors, Landmark Surveying, Swartzentruber Brown Law Office in Washington and Odin, and WTHI-TV. State tournament coverage provided by Dr. Lana Helms, DDS, First Federal Savings Bank, Jones & Sons Concrete, Kingdom Air, The Villages at Oak Ridge, and Williams Brothers Healthcare. Be sure to visit the sports broadcast page from WAMWAMFM.com to download a digital copy of this game. The General now returns to playing your favorite country music.
It's time for the Commissioner's Corner, an exclusive weekly update from the IHSAA Commissioner himself, Bobby Cox. Now for the inside scoop on what's happening day-to-day with the IHSAA. Here's Coach Bob Lovell with Commissioner Bobby Cox.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Bob Lovell with the Commissioner, the IHSAA, Bobby Cox, for our weekly conversation about high school sports in our state. Commissioner, last week, great, great weekend. It's always one of those fun weekends. You have the championships in cross country in Terre Haute. You had the soccer championships in Indianapolis. And let me tell you what, these are fun, fun days. Hundreds of competitors in those particular events. And they're both unique in how they approach it and how the culture of their sports makes it so much fun for everyone.
It is. It's a great weekend, Bob, and we had tremendous races at the Laverne Gibson Cross Country Course in Terre Haute. And I want to thank Terre Haute North High School as our institutional host, and then also the Visitors and Convention Bureau in Terre Haute, David Patterson and his group. They just do a tremendous job of hosting these events, and our cross-country championships are one of the greatest in the country. Tremendous competition, and congrats to Carroll High School in Fort Wayne winning the girls' championship, and Carmel's boys won. And again, thanks to those folks. And then we were downtown at the same time at IUPUI at Carroll Stadium and contesting soccer. We had two games on Friday night, and then we had four games on Saturday. And our congratulations go out to Fort Wayne Canterbury, Bishop Knoll and Hammond, Evansville Modern Day, Indianapolis Cathedral, Chesterton, and Carmel, who were the state champions in soccer. And great crowds in both sports. You know, I say that all of our sports are unique. And I say that cross country is the most colorful.
Mm-hmm.
When all those people are running across that field and
right.
cheering for their runners, and then soccer with the chants, and it's just a lot of excitement and really good competitions. A lot of overtime games in our soccer championship, which just shows the parity and the competitiveness that we have in the sport of soccer right now across the state.
Bobby Cox joining us, the commissioner of the IHSAA. And Commissioner, this weekend we have volleyball championships at Worthen Arena in Muncie on the campus of Ball State University, and 48 sites for sectional championships in football. It's always one of those fun weekends when you get the volleyball championships and the sectionals in football going on.
Yes, it is. And Ball State has been a tremendous host for us in volleyball, and once again we're going back there to Worthen, and got a couple first-timers this year, North Judson mm-hmm. and Pioneer. Of our eight schools that have arrived at the finals, two of them have never been there. So we're always excited for those first-timers to get there, and we'll start at 11 o'clock with the 1A championship. And then, as you mentioned, 48 sectional championships in football. Again, we've talked about this before, but I think it's the toughest tournament to win,
right.
And now we're in the third week to win a sectional. And that just gives you the opportunity to keep on going forward to the regional the following week. And it is busy time. What I like about this weekend coming up is that during the state volleyball championship, once we know who the sectional football champs are, we start determining the potential semi-state hosts.
Mm-hmm.
We already know the potential regional hosts. We've already figured that out. But now we'll figure out the semi-state hosts on that week. And Assistant Commissioner Robert Falkins and I, we put our notes together, and while the volleyball's going on, we're checking mm-hmm. to make sure we got the semi-states right, and you know, and before we know it, we'll be talking about a state football championship.
It's amazing, too, that this thing has gone so quickly. The problem is that not sure the weather forecast is particularly good for the weekend, but it's football weather. If you're a football player, you like to be out there, and grass or turf, you want to play.
Absolutely. And, you know, the reality is this year it kind of goes in cycles.
Right.
We had a kind of a tough year last year, and right now we're in that rotation where, you know, I'm looking out my window and there's not a cloud in the sky. If we could play today, it'd be great.
Right.
The reality is it's probably going to rain Friday. But, we encourage our fans to come out and support these young people that are playing. And the kids love it. They're not going to worry about it. They're just going to go out there and play football. And we'll determine 48 champions this weekend, and we'll get ready to play regional football the following week.
He's the commissioner of the IHSAA, Bobby Cox, our weekly conversation about all things IHSAA. A fun weekend coming up. Commissioner, thanks for your time. Enjoy the weekend.
Thank you, Bob. You too.